about.
Kevin, hi, can you answer the phone, please? The one on the desk that's ringing, that one.
Oh, that one.
Yep.
What's this place called again?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Super Bowl. If you do not believe in God, you definitely need to believe in God, because Tom Brady is clearly Satan. This is in the Illuminati. 28-3. You can't come back against the Browns 28-3 in the third quarter. I want to say so bad that Atlanta choked, but no, I know this is the work of the devil. They let this win all the championships, man. Tom Brady wins with white receivers. Let's keep it real. If we play a pickup flag football game, nobody is going to have an all-white receiving core. Tom Brady found a way to do that. It's the Illuminati. The sh** is real.
And now,
Dr. Dev says Logan's surgery was a success.
Our feature presentation.
I think all those people have a point.
Yeah, I never thought about the Illuminati, but right? Illuminati, I think he might be right.
I mean, look, he's 61 years old. He's out there quarterbacking for the Patriots and just winning like crazy.
How could we not think of the Illuminati?
Something's going on. And all those white people on the team?
Right?
That's a great point,
ridiculous.
Sir.
It's very suspect.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, the 8th of February.
I got a question for you, Allie.
Sure.
I remember I was on a high after the Seahawks won the Super Bowl for months. It was rarely more than two thoughts away from my head that the Seahawks had won the Super Bowl. It felt so good. It
That's
was like
yeah.
it was rejuvenation. But when you're a Patriots fan, you probably already moved on, and it's like it's not
I
even.
I am so tired of
you're
winning.
You're so tired of winning, right?
It is exhausting.
Like
yeah.
you felt this a couple years ago. Yeah. You felt this a couple years before that.
I mean, it was just a Monday, then just a Tuesday. Now it's
right.
like, oh, Wednesday. Big
yeah,
deal.
Just another Wednesday. Is it no big deal? Is the buzz already worn off of that victory?
Honestly? Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, you sort of went into it.
Not really
caring less than
caring less than you had.
Yes. I think the back in the early 2000s, if you will.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
Sure.
Felt real good.
And now that you win every year.
Exactly. I mean, and now I've got the Illuminati to think of.
Right.
So should we really win?
Sure.
And I know that we're a few days past the Super Bowl, but please permit me one more Super Bowl related story, because I thought this was really funny. I'm not a big tennis fan. I know we have some on the show, Christine and others, who love tennis, so they would certainly be familiar with Gina Bouchard. She is a Canadian, 22 years old. She is a Canadian. She's ranked 45th in the world.
Wow.
She made it to the. She made it to the third round of the Australian Open. So she's very good. She's also incredibly gorgeous.
Somehow I thought we were going there.
Yeah.
She's incredibly.
Bean's talking about this.
Yeah.
Tennis.
Well, no, I'm talking
about
this because she's in the news for something. But it's part of the story is how ridiculously hot she is. She's
right.
like model beautiful, as many of the popular tennis stars are. Just lovely. So pretty.
Okay. Yeah, I think we
got it.
Has that been established?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
She's not ugly.
We
right.
have it. Yeah,
she's
got
a
it.
Really, okay. really
uh-huh. she's attractive.
Good-looking 22-year-old professional athlete.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
All right.
Pretty little face.
Exactly. Thank you, Ronnie. So she's watching the Super Bowl like you do, mm-hmm. and I don't know what the point is of a tweet like this, but shortly after the Falcons went up 21-0, after that Brady interception, I think it was maybe just before the first half, she tweeted, "I knew Atlanta would win, by the way." Which is kind of a pointless tweet to put that out there. Like, what's the point of that?
Right.
Well, one of her followers, a University of Missouri college student, tweeted at her, "If the Patriots win, we go on a date?"
Oh.
Question mark.
Smart.
To which she wrote back, "Sure."
Love it.
So
no
then,
chance in her mind that
in
that
her
was
mind.
Gonna,
right.
right. And by the way, I never read the article, but I saw the headline this week that at one point in the game, and maybe it was the 28-3 in the third quarter, the Falcons had a 99% chance of winning that game. Okay, so
Yikes.
pretty safe bet
right.
at this point, right? So see, she says sure, and then the Patriots go on to stage the greatest rally in Super Bowl history, thanks to the Illuminati.
So Jeannie tweets that she, you know, she's starting to get nervous about going on this date. And then it happens. And then the Patriots win. And she – now, so what does she do now? Does she follow through or is it just good-natured, hey, we're just clowning around on social media talking about the game?
It's good-natured ribbing.
Yes.
But if she went, hero move. That's amazing.
But well, if she didn't, totally understandable.
Understandable. Okay. Absolutely.
I mean, this is a rando, right?
Right.
She writes back after the game, so where do you live? The next morning, she wakes up and she tweets, oh my God, last night really happened. So the Chicago Tribune caught up with the man behind the tweet. His name is John Gehrke. He is a 22-year-old who is a University of Missouri junior, but for some reason he lives in the Chicago area, and I don't know how that works, if he's doing the course online or whatever. He told the Tribune, I'm in shock. I saw the tweet, and I'm like, I wasn't assuming the game was over because I knew how good the Patriots were and how good Tom Brady was, but I was like, I don't think this is over. I thought it would be funny to say something like that, you know, because it would be crazy to think that it's over. Anyway, so she has agreed to go on the date.
Wow. Oh my God. She's and awesome.
She later tweeted, lesson learned, never bet against Tom Brady.
See.
She, unfortunately, is on the World Tennis Association tour right now. The next few stops are going to be in Qatar, Dubai, and Budapest. But the tour does return to the United States in March. And the plan is that the two will get together and go on a date. He says, I'm happy to just meet her, you know, but if she's willing, I'd love to, you know, just take her out to dinner and make an evening of it. But I just thought that was a funny story.
You
I mean, like, in a million years, all of those things happening, one right after another, who would have ever thought it would have ended up working
what
out that way?
If they fall in love?
What if they fall in love?
Tom Brady bringing people together.
That's your takeaway.
That's not what the Illuminati is about.
Right.
The Illuminati is not about bringing people together,
okay,
Ali.
Sorry.
Come on.
That's right. A great story, though.
It is.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
Don't count out greatness.
Right. We are going to talk about Craigslist disasters today.
Oof.
Happens a lot. Happened to three of my friends within the last couple of weeks.
Oh, no.
Bought some tickets to a show, the Kings of Leon at the Forum.
Uh-huh.
Stood outside, handed them the ticket. They said, these are fake. And they said, oh, really? So then they texted me and they were like, we bought tickets on Craigslist. Can you do anything for us? And I was
Can you unlock the door, Kevin?
Kevin's got keys to the Forum, right?
He does.
Lady Gaga fat shaming is a thing.
Ugh. Ralph told us about this yesterday and I was shocked.
Same.
By that.
Same.
I mean, if you'd have sat me down and said, write 50 things that you observe about the Lady Gaga Super Bowl performance, fat would not have been on it.
No.
You think this is just trolling for the sake of trolling?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's insane.
There's a new dating app. It's called Hater Dating App. So basically, you would enter the things in that you hate, mm-hmm. and then maybe you have a match with other people because they hate the same things.
Huh.
Interesting.
I don't think that's a bad idea, by the way.
Comedian Liza Schlesinger on the program today. It's Wednesday, so we've got the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Beer Mug's got a personal problem.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's Mugs. Living in his car again.
Right.
No.
Oh, no, that's not it. No.
Oh.
Allie was very concerned. We've got your tickets for the Lumineers K-Rock private Grammy party. And we also have Would You Like to Take That Back?
Uh-oh.
On today's Kevin and Bean Show, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Wednesday morning, Ralph is here. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What is going on today?
Before I give you Beat, I first must give you tickets. The Great Wall!
Yay!
Right? We're going to
send
you...
Kids are excited. They love Chinese history.
They do.
We're going to send you to the Great Wall.
No, that's... I don't think that's...
And we're going to have Mexico pay for it. Right?
I don't think so. I think this is a movie.
That's what I meant. I'm going to send you to the movie, The Great Wall. And it's going to be at the Pacific Theaters at the Grove on February 15th. A very special K-Rock advance screening of The Great Wall. This is with that Matt Damon fella. Who seems to be quite charming and lovable.
And such a good actor.
Yes. This movie, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it looks awesome. It's got fantasy and adventure and action and history and grandeur and walls. So if you'd like to see it, I'm going to give away 5 pairs of passes to the K-Rock advance screening of The Great Wall on February 15th. Plus, you will also qualify for a VIP prize, which consists of 4 pack of passes to the premiere at the TLC Chinese Theater and access to the TLC suite and TLC box. So you will be living large like a big-time showbiz muckety-muck.
Okay.
If you win this grand prize.
That's good?
Yeah, you okay. want
oh,
that.
You want to get all muckety-muck all okay. over you. So why don't you give us a call now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through at that particular phone number win a pair of passes to the advanced screening and qualify for the grand prize of the VIP premiere experience at the TCL Chinese Theater. Speaking of movies, we didn't think we'd be seeing this again. But he's back.
Who's back?
Well, Kevin, I'll give you one guess.
Yay.
Everyone thought I was done making movies. Well, guess again, asshole. Jack Nicholson is back. It's just announced he will be starring in a remake of the German dramedy Tony Erdmann. I'm sure, Kevin, you saw Tony Erdmann.
Oh, of course.
Can you give us everyone a quick recap of what the plot is of Tony Erdmann?
Tony Erdmann was the person that invented the steam train.
Okay.
Huh? I would like to see that movie.
Faced
a lot of problems. And although, he overcame them.
Although, no, this was a wildly popular German film. In fact, it is nominated.
He's German, sure.
About the relationship between a father and a daughter. They have been separated for a long time, and the father is a practical jokester who tries to reconnect with his daughter by posing as her boss's life coach.
It's got to be an easier way.
What? You'd think so, right?
Well, it's a series of misunderstandings and crazy circumstances where he starts to pretend to be this life coach character around his daughter's friends and then inadvertently gets taken on as a life coach by her boss.
I wonder what it was about this script, because I'm sure a lot of people have tried to lure Jack Nicholson out of retirement. What was special about
Nothing
this?
Nothing lured. There was no luring, Bean.
No?
No. It was Jack who saw the original film and went to Paramount Pictures, and he wanted to get the rights for the remake.
How about that? Is that right?
It was a project that he fell in love with, and he took to Paramount and said, this is something I want to do. And when Jack Nicholson says he wants to make a movie, you say, all right, let's do this. Jack's co-star in the film playing his daughter, Kristen Wiig, by the way.
All right.
Come on.
So all right.
Good, I need it now.
It's a pretty good 1-2 punch right there.
I'm in.
So there's hope. There's actually something to look forward to in this crazy world of ours. It's called Tony Erdmann. I don't know if they'll keep that name or not.
Change
maybe they'll
the
change it. Or
up a little.
Well, they're going to call it Steam Train
Steam
Forever.
Train. That's right. Steam Train coming down the track. Exclamation point. I think is the new title. Invented the Steam Train.
I mean, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
I feel bad upon news yesterday of hearing about the passing of Richard Hatch, who was a charming and talented actor, probably best known for playing Captain Apollo in the original Battlestar Galactica series with Lauren Green and Dirk Benedict back in the day. But he also replaced Michael Douglas as Carl Malden's partner in the final two seasons of The Streets of San Francisco. He was also in the new version of Battlestar Galactica as well. Played Tom... I forgot his last name now. But, you know, he was Marek? I think was his name. But he was involved with the president and everything. Was the vice president. Ringing a bell,
no,
Kevin?
No, that's not ringing a bell, no. Anyway.
You loved Battlestar Galactica, Kevin.
I did, yeah.
I don't remember.
It's been a while, though.
He was a very talented man, and I got a chance to hang with him at this nerd thing I was doing once. And he was just, could not have been sweeter and funnier and nicer. And I was sad to hear about his passing yesterday at the age of 71. Apparently from pancreatic cancer, which is a nightmare. So, sad news, but he will be missed. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Composer John Williams is 85 years old today. He's written a few film scores in his day.
He's been all right.
A couple.
You've got this, of course, Star Wars. If that was it, he'd be noteworthy. But then you add, I don't know, Superman. Then you add Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Sure.
How about Jaws? Does that ring a bell?
Sure.
It's insane, the list of blockbuster films that he has been associated with. 85 years old today. Actor Nick Nolte, 76. Singer Vince Neil turns 56. Seth Green is 43. Cecily Strong, we were just talking about her yesterday, from Saturday Night Live, is 33 years old. Anderson .Paak. Right, Allie?
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes him.
A lot.
He's 31. Stephanie Courtney.
Oh.
The actress who plays Flo in the Progressive insurance ads is 47 years old today.
How about that?
She's a groundling. She's amazing.
She's a very funny and talented lady. And as Dave writes here, stupid Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson also celebrates his 27th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Clippers versus Spurs coming to Staples Center soon. Later this month, we've got those tickets you can win on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, don't forget, K-Rock Wheels Up 2017 Destination Number 2 may take you all the way to Cape Town, South Africa to see the Lumineers. And the qualifying prize is great, too. It's Friday night at the Grammy Museum to see a K-Rock private Grammy party with the band. So all that coming up this morning on K-Rock.
So everybody was talking about the Super Bowl halftime show and Lady Gaga. They were comparing tweets. Apparently, Katy Perry's halftime show got 3.9 million tweets, and Lady Gaga got 5.2 million.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Even with Left Shark?
Even with Left Shark.
Yeah. That's a good point, Allie.
Two fewer.
Yeah. Huh. I heard it was the second most viewed halftime show ever, but I never heard who was number one. Did you guys?
I did not know.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
But some people are fat-shaming her, and that's the weirdest thing that we've ever heard. Is this just some people fat-shame everyone? Is that the deal where any person on TV or...
Yeah.
Gets
sure.
fat shame just because guys are guys?
It's not
or
just
girls
guys.
Are girls?
Yeah. It's yeah, I think it was it's just something to do for people on the internet. It's a very sad existence, but it's all some people have.
Well, when Ralph brought this up yesterday on the Showbiz Beat, I was shocked because
same.
I hadn't heard anything about it and it had never occurred to me that anyone could ever make that the takeaway, but people were just and not just her, by the way, every woman on that stage. Remember that one tweet that he read yesterday about how she hired fat backup dancers so it would make her look thinner and it didn't work? Remember that?
Yeah. Unreal.
I mean, it's just how in shape do you need to be to make some people happy?
Yeah, I don't think it matters. I think some people just go that way anyway.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, whenever it comes to talking about body image and being healthy, there is one guy that we are delighted to have at our fingertips. And we asked Dave if we could get the great Brick Rockhard back on the show. And he joins us on K-Rock right now. Hey, Brick, how are you?
Hey, Kevin and Bean, how are you guys?
We're good.
Where are we doing fine? Are you you in the gym already this morning?
Of course I am. What do you think I am, fat and lazy?
Well, no, I wasn't
saying. I am shredding!
I wasn't suggesting you were fat and lazy. So what about...
what are you doing? Are you in the gym already? Damn right I'm in the gym already. I was in the gym when you were still rolling over trying to get rid of your morning woody, all right?
All right. That's fine. So what about this story? What should our takeaway be? Because we looked at Lady Gaga. We thought she looked fantastic.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I can only imagine what you look like then. I can't imagine what kind of doughy belly you're rocking because I couldn't believe she would dare to show off that disgusting body on television.
What are you talking about, Brick?
I don't need her fat romance, okay?
She looked perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Rows and rows of adipose tissue just rolling out on top of those tight, tight pants. What's wrong with her? She should have worn a scuba suit.
Scuba suit?
Oh, what? But then she should have worn something over that face, too. Oh,
Brett.
Her face is so fat. It was unbelievably fat. Her porker face. Her porker face. Her porker face.
Porker face!
You can appreciate this as a guy who's in shape. Imagine how great her cardio must be to be able to sing and dance like that and swing upside down for 13 minutes in a row.
But how do you explain that gut? Just spill it out everywhere if her cardio is so good. Maybe she should up the cardio a little bit. Maybe she should just dance away from the dessert table next time she's at freaking fruit plantation, okay? Put down the soft serve!
I'm not sure that Brick was the guy we should have gone to today after all.
Oh, she was born that way. I guess baby fat is forever because he was born that way. Fat.
Look, can't she be happy and healthy and in shape but not be rock hard?
Where's the six-pack? Where was her six-pack? Or eight-pack or 12-pack? I'll take any kind of pack. She didn't have any packs.
I mean, I thought she looked fine. What are you talking about, rolls? What are you... I don't even understand this.
Oh, you understand what a roll is? Can somebody explain?
I understand what a roll is, but
I think he gets that, right?
But how, yeah, I do.
Okay.
But you were worried there for a minute.
Shut up, Omar.
For a second there, you didn't know. Maybe Kevin didn't understand what a roll was. Right? Who's with me?
I'm with you, Rick. I'm with you.
Right.
Craigslist.
pretty good idea, by the way, that a man named Craig Newmark had back in 1995, where he realized the power of the internet could be used for classified ads. And in case you're wondering why so many newspapers have gone out of business, like half or more in this country in the last 20 years, it's because of Craigslist. It's because that's how newspapers used to make their money, is through classifieds.
Oh.
So, in case you're wondering, 60 million Craigslist users as of late November 2016, 50 billion page views per month.
Wow. 13,
it's in 13 languages, over a million job listings.
Am I the only person that looked at Craigslist maybe 3 years ago and said, nope, all scam, not going?
Yes, you are the only person. Lots of people use Craigslist for lots of different things, and it's not just buying and selling things. It's a very popular destination for dating. There are topic discussions, like on Reddit. There's lots of forums, over 100 forums of various topics. So a lot of people are using Craigslist for a lot of things. Now, that's not to say, Kevin, that it's not always a good idea to keep in the back of your mind, hey, just like you would with anything else, keep my antenna up, make sure I'm not being ripped off, of course.
Yeah, I had three friends that tried to go to the Kings of Leon concert at the Forum on Saturday night, and they said, hey, they texted me, hey, we bought some tickets on Craigslist, and they're fake. And my response was, that's what you get for going on Craigslist.
Right.
What am I supposed to do? Like, I can help them. I was like, sorry. Yeah. You should buy them from someplace else next time.
Yeah. I mean, look, we all know that counterfeit tickets are a problem, and they're a problem wherever you buy your tickets. If you're not buying it from the authorized distributor, you run the risk of that being the case. Yeah.
But
I bet that happens a lot.
My friend's husband bought World Series tickets to the Cardinals and had three tickets, one for him, one for his son, one for his daughter. Got dressed up. Things were great. Went to the game. Turned away at the gate, and my friend was not the loving wife that she probably could have been at that moment. She's just like, you sucker! I told you! Not good. But then again, it's the Cardinals, and he's a Cardinals fan. So
who cares, right?
And I think there's no, I hear the Cardinals are the only team that plays baseball the right way. That's what I hear.
That's what they tell you.
The thing about Craigslist is you'll never see that person again. There's no recourse.
Right.
If you buy those tickets, you hand over your cash and you get the counterfeit tickets. It's not like you can go, like if they had gone through a newspaper and they would have contact information that's legitimate on this person. I mean, they're in the wind, right?
Yeah.
And that's why Craigslist is so effective for that. And by the way, the reason we're bringing all this up is we want to take your phone calls on we're just looking for bad things that have happened on Craigslist.
Yes, disasters.
Right? You bought something that didn't work out. You met someone that didn't work out. We want to hear how Craigslist failed you. You thought it was a good idea, seemed cool. Not so much. That's the topic at 1-800-520-1067. And Kevin, I understand there's another story in the news that kind of proves your point. Be real careful on that site.
Yeah, it's out of Washington. Hard to imagine.
Hard to imagine. This is a Seattle suburb where this happened.
All serial killers go to Washington. That's where they live.
Mm-hmm. We do have our fair share over the years, yes.
A Washington woman who met a date from Craigslist at a motel on Tuesday asked him if he's a serial killer.
All right.
Serial killer?
Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
We always talk about the situations in your life where things are going great. You couldn't be happier.
Right.
And then the next minute, you were like, what have I gotten myself into? Because this guy meets this woman on Craigslist. Next thing he knows, they're at the door of the motel. He's thinking, this couldn't be going any better.
And then she says, are you a murderer? What about the fact, are you a serial killer? Are you a murderer? She kept asking him.
Yeah.
Now, how many times does she have to ask before you're out? Because to me, the second time she asked that, I'm gone.
Two's your limit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and Allie, one's legit, right?
One's legit, then maybe another one, like, you sure?
I don't know if it's legit, because if they're a serial killer, I mean, honestly, are they going to go, you got me?
Right. Sorry. Right. That's true. That's very true.
You could go, you got me.
Yeah. But I think after two.
After two, now I'm scared of her.
Yeah. A little bit.
So apparently he said, I'm not a killer. I'm not a murderer.
Right.
And then she said, oh, interesting. I am.
Yeah!
Grabbed a knife, jumped on him, and started stabbing him.
Oh,
what?
God.
Yep. Finally, he was able to call police, and he was brought to the medical center where he's in satisfactory condition. So she's not a very effective serial killer.
Well, she punctured his lung, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Police then found the woman with a knife in her pocket in the parking lot where she confessed that she planned to eat her date's heart.
Oh, my God.
That was her plan. And they said, why? And she said, and I quote, I'm a loon. then she told the police.
See, maybe she was just asking him if he was a killer, so he would then ask her, and she'd be like, yeah.
That was a whole setup?
She just wanted to chat about it.
And that son of a bitch wouldn't just, he
wouldn't give it to her.
No, I'm not. Hey, guys, ask me.
Why are you always talking about you? Ask me some stuff.
There's a lot of weird foreplay going on in the room here, and I think this was just her thing.
Good Lord.
By the way, the man was, and I don't know if this is true or if it even matters, but he said, I met the woman on Craigslist in an ad for dating, not for sex. And I don't know if he was just worried about his reputation at that point. He didn't want people to think he was just
trolling. Alive, like it matters.
He's alive, like it matters, exactly. So that, I mean, I think if he were listening, I think he would have a legitimate complaint about Craigslist. I think Craigslist did not serve him well. Mm-hmm. But let's see what you've got to say at 1-800-520-1067. You used the Craigslist, and what went wrong is the topic. Let's go to Montebello, line one. This is going to be Tom up bright and early. Tom, what happened on Craigslist, dude?
Hey, guys. So I got like a 5-year-old little brother who loves wrestling, and he loves the figures. And so on the ad, he had a bunch of figures this guy was selling. My brother liked those certain ones, so I went over, contacted the guy, bought about half of them for about $25. They all were looking good in the package. I brought them home. Within about half an hour, my little brother started playing with the arms, and they all fell out of the sockets.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I tried calling the guy back. He wouldn't respond. I called his house. His father goes, he's not here right now. I tried for a week to get a hold of this guy. I went back to the house. He wasn't around. They said I was harassing them. I filed it on Craigslist. I get a response back from another guy who said, the same guy tried to sell him a fake championship belt that he said was like a kid size.
Right.
Turned out to be a really fake imitation, and wow. He got scammed out too.
You don't exactly get a warranty when you go over to a guy's house and buy toys, you know?
Yeah, I know.
All right. Good. At least it was only $25. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
I hope it was Roman Reigns, though. He's with me.
You hope his arms fall off for real.
Just janky Roman Reigns.
Let's go to HB. Let's talk to Jody. She's on line four. She's got an interesting story about Craigslist gone wrong.
Hey, Jody.
Hello.
Hello.
So, I'm a huge Radiohead fan, and my husband was so sweet. He got tickets to see them at the Greek. He arranged for a limo. I'm all dolled up, and we get up there and go to try to get into the show, and we were told that they were not legitimate tickets, and I'm in the bathroom crying, and he's at the ticket box office trying to find any way to get us in. Somebody affiliated with the band overheard his story. She wanted to see the tickets, and I can't even believe this happened. I'm such a lucky person. She gave us tickets to get in.
Are you kidding? Wow. You're so lucky.
I know. They weren't together, but it didn't matter.
Who cares?
That's so cool.
That's awesome. Oh, wow. Radiohead.
I know. I'm super, super lucky. I'm also one of the lucky a-holes that won a trip from you guys. I got to see Coldplay in London.
Oh, my God.
You are charmed. Jody. Man, I want to hang out with you, Jody. Right? You start buying my lottery tickets.
Good
things happen. All right, Jody.
You should.
Glad there was a happy ending. Thank you for the call. Sharon, Ivan, Justin, Nick, you guys hang up. Hang on. Don't hang up. Whatever you do, don't hang up. Hang on. We'll take your calls next right after this on K-Rock. A man in the Seattle, Washington suburb of Linwood thought he met a nice young lady on Craigslist. Got lucky enough to take her to the motel.
Sure.
Before she told him that she was a serial killer and stabbed him in the lung. That didn't work out. That's not the ending he was looking for that date.
I mean, so I guess not.
Get us to thinking that it might be time to do Craigslist disasters here on the Kevin Bean Show. Taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Juan writes in, I've bought marijuana in Toronto and Chicago from Craigslist. The key is being able to filter out the scam artists.
See, that's the problem, is there's so many scam artists. How do you do that? How do you filter them out?
You ask.
Chris, hey, are you mm-hmm. a scammer?
Yeah.
Is this really spinach you're selling me? Chris writes, I had a buddy who went to buy a big screen TV, and when he got there, they pulled a gun, pistol whipped him, stole his money and his car.
Oh my God.
That's not the same as getting a new TV. Let's go to Nick. He's a police officer on line six. He's in Los Angeles. He's probably heard a lot of Craigslist stories, and I'm grateful that he's listening and he's calling. Hey Nick, what's going on, man?
Hey party people, what's going on?
You tell us. Is this you get a lot of Craigslist gone wrong business in your line of work?
In the last year I work near a college campus, and they use it a lot for meetups. And okay. About a year ago, we got a call that someone near our parking lot got held at gunpoint for a phone that he was buying. And they actually stole the phone and all the money that he, or they stole all the money that he brought with him to buy the phone. It was about like $1,200.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So
and another, yeah, another
who's
time
buying
happened,
a phone for $1,200?
It was when the new iPhone came out.
So what?
So yeah. Maybe there weren't enough.
And then another time, same thing. A guy went to go buy a phone, or he went to go sell a phone. And these two guys rolled up in a car. They grabbed the phone from him and tried to take off. And this guy decided he was going to hang on the window and get drugged for about 200-300 yards.
Oh, that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah, it worked out well.
I have heard people suggest that if you need to meet a stranger for some sort of business and you have some concerns, meet in the parking lot of a police station. Is that allowed, Nick? Yeah. Can people do that?
Yes, yes. The police station is a public area. You can meet there. We recommend meeting in any public area, like a gas station or a 7-Eleven, places that do have cameras in case things go
would
wrong.
Would you say don't go to Craigslist?
I would say, I mean, I've used it in the past, never for anything expensive, but I mean,
just
I would
dominate tricks, stuff
Amazon
like that.
Or eBay. Amazon and eBay are pretty certified.
Okay, Amazon
right,
or eBay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, officer, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that. Let's go to Justin, line 4. He's in Huntington Beach. I think he's got a great house rental story on Craigslist for us.
I'm sorry, line 3, you mean?
Justin, Huntington Beach.
Hi there.
Hey, guys. How's it going, man?
It's going well. You tell us about Craigslist.
Oh, now after listening to everybody else, I feel like a complete moron, that's for sure.
Justin, I got to be honest. I'm looking at your story. You should have felt like a moron before now.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
It's been a while.
Tell us what happened.
Responded to an ad for a rental for a house in Midway City. Showed up to the house with my wife. Walked it twice. Filled out rental paperwork, gave him money. Turned out it wasn't even the guy's house and took me and my family for $3,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Me and my kids showed up with the moving truck loaded with all my stuff.
Oh, no. My God.
When we arrived, there was three other families there that were supposed to be renting the house as well.
That's unbelievable. How do you
suppose there room for all three families then?
Put them on the phone.
How do you suppose the scammer had access to that house? Like, how did he get in that house to be able to show it to you and other families?
He was an old tenant.
Oh, and he knew it was empty, so he just put in an ad and then just met you there at the time with his key and let himself in.
Absolutely. It ended up pretty well, though, man. I got a couple friends together. We ended up taking him down and turning him over to the sheriff's department. He went down for 25 families.
No kidding.
You know, right up until that point when you told me how that story ended, I was thinking that sounds like a pretty good idea and I was going to get into that business. I was thinking I want to be that guy that starts renting out a house that's not mine.
No. Wow. I think you should go for it, Bean.
All right, Justin, thank you so much. Appreciate that. That's fantastic.
Man,
All right, let's see.
By fantastic, you mean horrible.
I mean, yeah, really, really sad. All right, let's go to Mike in Van Nuys. He's on line 8. He's up next. I think he's got another rental. We're doing Craigslist disasters here on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you want to join us, 1-800-520-1067. Mike, what happened?
So basically, I was looking for someone to rent out one of the rooms in my apartment, and I found a couple. And they seemed really nice. I interviewed him. He was a drummer. I was a drummer. His girlfriend was cool. And after about 2 days, they said that they found bed bugs in their room, which was absolutely not true.
Right.
I went in there. I got an exterminator to check it out. They didn't find anything. A couple days go by. They ended up scamming me and getting their rent back completely for that entire month.
Oh.
And totally took advantage of me like that.
So were they just doing it so they could live rent-free for a few days?
No, they wanted to get away with the entire month. I wouldn't let that happen. So in that terms, I actually took advantage of that. But they ended up getting all their rent back after about, I'd say, about 4 days. And they paid everything up front. So they ended up living rent-free for 4 days on top of
that. That's a lot of hassle.
That's a lot of work to go to for 4 days, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
it was total bullcrap, though. There was absolutely no bed bugs in there. Like,
right.
It was the whole thing that they had, and they, it was just like lie after lie after lie. So
Drummers, right?
Yeah, right? That's what are you going to do?
That's my takeaway. All right, let's do one more. Let's do Sharon in Long Beach. He's on line 1. I think, if I'm reading this correctly, this one might have a happy ending.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey, how you doing?
We are good. Craigslist disasters is what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, this is funny. My son couldn't go with me to pick up some college books for him, so he asked me to show up at a Starbucks and buy 3 books. When I got there, I thumbed through them really quickly to make sure there wasn't any highlight. They looked really good, so I bought the books and brought them back to my son. And I don't know if it was that day, but we were going through the books, or he was going through the books, and in the back of one of the books was cut out the guy's stash with a pipe and assorted drugs.
Yeah! It was awesome.
Nice. And you didn't have to pay anything extra for that? That was just a free bonus?
Wow.
No.
Craigslist is good.
We don't do drugs, so, you know, we flush the drugs, but my son did ask if he could keep the pipe, and I was thinking, and I'm like, but the best part was...
Wait, did you let him keep the pipe?
No, I
didn't. Let him keep the pipe. Sharon,
for a while.
He needs a pipe.
You know,
get off my phone.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, including comedian Eliza Schlesinger. Try that again. Including Eliza Schlesinger.
That was A Moment.
Yeah.
I mean.
Standing by the way.
That's close.
Kevin deserves some mention here that he took all of January off. From this week. Not a single moment within January. He's back strong in February. Oh, Kevin,
yeah.
We know and
yeah,
love.
You know who screwed me is somebody on Twitter made the observation that there had been no moments with.
Yeah.
In the entire month of January. As soon as that happened, somehow I kicked right into gear.
Well, yeah. In Kevin's defense, how many days did he work in January?
A couple.
Not all of them. not most of them.
Maybe Omar that was disappointed in us.
Yeah. But,
and he's not wrong, by the way. Eliza is going to be joining us on the show right. Around 8:15 this morning.
Eliza who, Kevin?
Schlesinger. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
We're very much looking forward to that. First, though, Ralph's here with the show. We've been on a Wednesday morning.
Let's play that moment with again.
No.
Let's see who's ridiculous. Let's see who's ridiculous.
I'm ridiculous. We get it.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, including comedian Eliza Schlesinger. Try that again. Including Eliza Schlesinger.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Hey, listen, it's a rare Saturday Hollywood Babylon this week. A lot of folks say, can't make it on a Friday, I work on Friday nights, or it's too far away. If you'd like to come see Hollywood Babylon on a Saturday night, this is your opportunity. This week we're doing it at the Improv on Melrose. Kevin Smith and I taking the stage to perform like dancing monkeys for your pleasure. Come on out and see us. We have a pretty good time. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets or more details for a special Saturday Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose.
You're just fat.
Along with other really good things. Glad to hear the Flyers are taking on the Russians. Woo!
I'm sorry?
Flyers are going to battle the Russians in ice hockey, bitches. And guess who's playing? Putin! Flyers are taking on Putin.
That's not true.
What's happening?
Won't you all just...
That's not true. This is too good to be true.
It's the best to be true, and it is also true as well.
That's alleged.
It's not alleged. It's happening. Flyers battling the Russians and Putin.
When?
Somebody's standing up to Putin. It's not you people. It's the Philadelphia Flyers.
Fake news.
Not fake news.
Sounds like fake news. Uh-huh.
Remember, have you ever seen the documentary about the famous Flyers versus the Russian Red Army game in Russia?
No.
In the United States in 1976? You never heard about the Flyers playing the Russians?
No.
We've had this conversation because we talked about the documentary when it was on ESPN, Kevin.
Well, that's
Flyers
very possible.
Flyers versus the Russians in the 70s.
No.
Well, they did. They fought. All right. And now it's happening again. A bunch of former Flyers, a bunch of retired Flyers, are putting together a team, and they're taking on Vladimir Putin and some Russian players for a three-city stand in Russia. And it's going to be hockey-geddon. I don't know. They'll probably come up with a better name than that.
It's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Wait, what? These alumni aren't from that 70s game, are they?
One of them is.
Wow.
Joe Watson, who is organizing this return battle, actually played in the
he's 107
in the original games. No, he was a kid back then, and
that's amazing.
Yeah, they're gonna play Putin.
Flyers versus Red Army. You didn't remember that, Kevin?
No.
Okay. Of the memories of
the blackout stuff, I don't care about
things like hockey.
I do care about hockey.
Oh, well, then why
Flyers
did you black
in 1976? Really? Don't care.
It was Don't care.
Never mind.
Doesn't matter.
What about the U.S. hockey game in 1980?
That I know very much about, yeah.
Four years later.
Why does that matter? Because it's 4 years later?
Mm-hmm. Oh. USA, USA, USA.
Right. Why does that matter more?
Because that was an important game.
As opposed to the games against the Russian Red Army.
Yes. That
it was undefeated in 1976 until the two-time Stanley Cup champions
really
took them on and beat them.
Much. When is this game? This I'm interested in.
No, you're
when
not.
When do they play Putin?
You're going to forget we had this conversation by the end of the show. So
probably.
I'm not even going to bother.
What position does Putin play?
He's a left winger.
Okay.
See? Zing! Allie?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why?
Bad news.
Okay.
Looks like we can't walk down Conspiracy Alley anymore regarding this story. Tom Hiddleston, an interview with GQ Magazine.
Uh-huh.
He's on the cover this month. In the interview, he reveals, my relationship with Taylor Swift was real.
Yeah. What's he going to say? It was fake?
Well, if it was, then wouldn't he say it now?
Not
it's
now.
Over?
No.
Okay, when do you think he's going to say it?
When the contract is totally up.
What contract?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you're saying nonsense.
I don't know.
Of course it was real, Tom said. Taylor is an incredible woman.
Right.
Okay,
now we know he's lying.
She's generous and kind and lovely.
Right, okay. That's stupid. So let's
we had the
on.
Best time.
Nope.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
Yeah.
First of all, everything he's saying is true, but second of all, does he say why they broke up so quick? Okay, you can't.
I don't think you can say that
word.
It
says it right
word.
Here in the story.
Yeah.
No. Right here.
Third
paragraph is.
Ralph, what world is that acceptable on broadcast radio?
I think that's what... I think
it's an actual quote, Bean.
Right.
He didn't
it's
say
news.
That. He didn't
it's
say that.
News.
Oh, if it is news, it should be acceptable, right?
Right. It's okay. Fair usage. Why don't you look it up in the FCC handbook? We had a big meeting here yesterday at the station, and they said, you can say that word now.
Oh.
I missed that part of the meeting. That's weird. Okay.
Yeah that's what Beer Mug told me.
It's good news.
And your cats aren't that cute.
Right. When asked, why did he wear that lame-ass TS tank top? He said it was just an accident. He wasn't really wearing it to profess his love. It was the 4th of July, and we were playing a game, and I slipped and hurt my back. He said, I wanted to protect the scratch from the sun, and I said, does anyone have a T-shirt? And one of her friends said, I've got this, and so he put on the I Heart TS shirt.
Come
on. So shaky.
To keep himself from being sunburned.
The shakiest story ever.
You don't know, man.
You liar!
You don't know.
Not that good of an actor.
You don't know what Loki's up to.
Dumb.
Did I tell you what he said about her in the third paragraph?
We got that, actually.
Our listeners didn't hear it, but we did.
Right.
So.
Well, imagine, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if he was going to be... All right, if Tom Hiddleston was making an arrangement to meet you, not this week, but the following week.
Right.
Let's say like on a Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Right. And he said... See you next Tuesday.
Right, I understand. Okay. We got you.
He would just be saying,
right,
just
we get
be,
it.
He would just be making an appointment to spend some time with you.
Understood. Mm-hmm.
Not
right.
This Tuesday.
Right.
But next Tuesday.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. So that's what he would say.
Okay.
This was a success.
It was a success. Richard Hatch has passed away. I feel bad about this. He was a star of Battlestar Galactica, the original. Also played Tom Sarek in the rebooted version. He was a great actor.
One Survivor.
One Survivor, the first season. Yeah. I remember that as well.
That's a lame-ass joke doubled up on. That was very impressive, you fellas, right there.
Went to jail for tax evasion,
That was a duet of crap. We rarely get those on the show. Usually we have crap soloists, but we usually don't get a duet of crap. That was a different guy.
This was a success.
It was not a success at all.
Agreed.
He was a very talented, very kind man, and he passed away at the age of 71 yesterday from pancreatic cancer. This was not a success.
It's the best drop ever.
It was a success.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Anderson Paak is 31 years old today. SNL's Cecily Strong is 33. Boy, is she funny and talented and lovely and just all good things. Seth Green. Our buddy Seth is 43 years old today. Stephanie Courtney Flo from the Progressive commercials. And, of course, locally, a groundling here. She is 47 years old today. Vince Neil is 56.
Nick Nolte is 76 years old today. Has anyone tried to watch Graves? I can't watch it because it makes my throat hurt just watching the show. I don't even know why I'm here.
76 years old today. And John Williams, composer, 85 years old today, wrote this theme song, as well as every other good theme song ever in the history of movies.
It's pretty much true.
He's 85. I'm Ralph Garner. Walk the Showbiz Beat.
The one and only Eliza Schlesinger joins us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Very funny. And we also are going to give you a chance to win some tickets to see the Lumineers at a private Grammy party at the Grammy Museum this Friday night and qualify to see them in Cape Town, South Africa. Got a chance for you to win that coming up this morning on K-Rock as well.
Look, we try to be funny. We try a lot. Sometimes we fail. And that's why we do...
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you take that back?
I don't know how you guys feel about it when you see this scheduled. But I just feel like it's my dad sending me in to get the belt.
Yeah.
You know, like where is he going to hit me and how much is it going to hurt?
You should. You're horrible.
It's most of the time it's you.
You're terrifying.
Including the first one that we have. This is Bean.
What?
Mm-hmm. Although I believe we are all generally represented in Would You Like to Take That Back, except for Kevin, who doesn't really swing for the fences.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I'm not sure that I'm the prime offender here.
But you are.
This one's Bean. And I just want to note that after Bean says his joke, Ralph walks out of the studio.
Uh-oh.
That was his response.
See? Today's celebrity birthdays, Tito Ortiz. 42 years old today. Had a pretty good Saturday night there at Bellator 170. Tiffany Thiessen. I keep wanting to say Amber, but it's no longer an Amber in between Tiffany and Thiessen. 43 years old today.
Maybe we should put out an Amber alert, see if we can find it.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus. Come on, Ralph.
Ralph, there's some more birthdays. Don't
leave. Hold on. We're having fun, buddy. Ralph, come back. Come on.
Would you like to take that back?
All right. If I live to be put out 150, I would not take that back. Are you kidding me?
You love that one?
I love it. I love that. How often do you get a chance to make an Amber Alert about somebody who no longer uses the name Amber? Come on. I'm standing by that. I got no issues with that one whatsoever.
Wow. This is scary.
I like it. I love it.
All right. The next one is Allie and Bean.
Oh, no.
And we were talking about Jesper the skiing cat. This is what that sounded like.
I hit a tree.
Oh, no.
I'm fine.
But you're still going now.
I'm still going because I love to ski.
Maybe sure. Take a break and make...
Bro.
All right, so that happened. And okay. Then this conversation happened.
Ralph, you hear us talking to Jesper the skiing cat?
I did. That poor cat.
Oh, right?
He went
sad.
Wow.
Dedicated.
Real
though.
Sad.
Yeah. They should not put a ski hill with that many trees, I think, in general.
It sounded dangerous.
Bad he got idea. Knocked down.
But he got back up again.
Don't. God damn it.
It's worse that it was an alley-oop.
Would you like to take that back?
All right, so that one is Allie and Bean.
Would you like to take that back?
Allie, first you.
I mean, listen, is Chumbawamba low-hanging fruit? Sure. Did I hate it? No. Will I take it back? Yes.
There right. We go. That's my
That's
girl.
What you're talking about. Right. And right. Now Bean?
I agree. I agree with everything the girl said. I will also take it back.
How about that?
Yeah. Look at us learning.
The next growing. One,
in a safe space.
The next one is me. We're doing a contest for the NHL All-Star Weekend.
Have you ever
Ken
been
Mike, what?
Well, have you ever been in the file before?
Yeah, have you tried to make a joke?
I mean, no, it's just my jokes are funny.
Oh,
yours always land.
You're the comedy expert. No, now, but now it makes sense.
But you know that my policy is take back everything, no matter what. If I make the file, I take it back.
Ken, Mike, and Sean, right? All in the drawing. Only one will win tickets for the NHL All-Star Weekend and be qualified for that amazing grand prize we told you about. Miss Allie McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Ken.
Ken!
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 Ken. Congratulations.
Congratulations. You're awful.
Would you like to take that back?
Still good.
Allie tells me I'm awful.
I loved it, though.
I'm sticking with it. I'm not going to take that back.
Wow.
Again.
Congratulations, everybody.
Again, low-hanging fruit. Fine with it. All good.
Yeah.
All right. The next is Ralph Garman.
What?
Talking about the hip-hop museum.
The New York Daily News says the museum will cost $30 million. And the chairman of the museum is Curtis Blow.
All right.
Apparently, there have been a lot of hurdles to get to this step, he says, and there are a lot of difficulties to have to surmount in order to make this happen. But those are the breaks.
Boom!
You just have to persevere.
Go straight to hell.
Would you like to take that back?
Ralph was laughing during that.
Right.
Because the setup was so painfully labored, and no one saw it coming but me. It was like my own little secret until I got to open that Pandora's box.
Right, and then
punnery.
Mm-hmm. And then
sweet ass, yes, I'm keeping that.
Not taking it.
You're not getting that back.
Kids are on your side
on
that one, Ralph.
Are the breaks.
I'm guessing Ralph will take this one back.
All right, we'll see. Shakira is 40 years old today. You know who told me she's 40? I know she's absolutely 40.
Who?
Her hips told me that she was 40. Mm-mm. And here's the one thing I know about her hips.
Put in the file already.
They don't lie. Yeah! They're very honest.
Would you like to take that back?
Yeah, I'm not proud of that one. I'll take that.
The next one is Ralph.
What?
Whoa.
Come interesting. On.
Super fun hour coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I'll tell you about that meteor. Got that internet roundup. We got RJ Bell in Las Vegas and brand new music from Depeche Mode.
Yeah! All right.
Oh, love
brand
Depeche
new music
Mode.
From Depeche Mother Effin' Mode
just
on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay.
File. File.
Would you like to take that back?
No way!
When Bean is yelling file.
But he doesn't know anything. First of all, could anything be more tailor-made? Could there be more of a perfect dovetail than those two things?
So you're saying you're going to keep it?
Yes!
All right.
Have you no shame, sir?
Says Bean.
Yeah, really.
The next one is Ralph.
Jeez. Oh, interesting. This is hard to believe.
He's announcing that the marriage with Sia is breaking up.
Eric Anders Lang is the husband of singer-songwriter Grammy-nominated Sia. Filed for divorce, apparently, last week. Sad news. Eric said, Sia.
Really?
Really?
File.
Would you like to take that back?
Boy, it's pearls before swine, man.
I mean, really, Sia?
I'm putting gold out there.
Is that gold?
Yeah, it is. Sia.
Please.
Everybody's laughing now, aren't they? God damn it. He said, see ya.
Would you like to take that back?
No!
Ralph.
So who's the king of would you like to take that back now, you guys?
Bean is next and last. Now, this is Bean. It takes a little while to get to it.
What a surprise.
But it's well worth it when Bean finally says it.
After much soul-searching consideration.
I'm sorry, let me just reset. This is Ralph continuing the story of Sia and their announcement that they put out after they got divorced.
After much soul-searching consideration, we have made the decision to go separate as a couple. I have not seen her face in 14 years, he said. Because she...
Okay, that's a good joke.
Come on.
Right, she's always right.
She's always got the thing.
Yeah,
right.
Hair.
No wonder you got fed up. Wouldn't you get fed up after a while if you're the husband? Like, really? Okay, you're making toast. Take the wig off.
Wait for it.
Any word on who gets...
Don't.
Chandelier?
That was your poem.
That's the one you got you so worked up you could barely get it off.
Because Sia is getting a divorce. The guy that has do you split up a chandelier in a divorce?
That's what I've asked for.
Buddy. Nobody makes Bean laugh like Bean.
That's the truth. He is his biggest fan.
Would you like to take that back?
Mr. Bean.
I'm laughing now, hearing it again.
Why? Why are you laughing?
Because Sia has a song.
Yeah, we're all painfully aware.
And then they're getting divorced or splitting up their stuff.
Of the tenuous connection between what you said and the artist Sia. But what we don't understand is why are you laughing?
I think I'm okay with that one.
What?
I think I'm fine with that.
That
I don't think I'm going to take that one back.
Would you like to
I think I'm going to enjoy that one.
Would you like to take that back?
I have decided, no.
Would you like to take
still
that
no.
Would you like to
I'm not going to take it back.
Yeah. We were talking about Muse yesterday being one of the great live bands in the world today. They have a North American tour starting in May in Florida, but they're not coming to Los Angeles. Only getting as close as San Francisco so far. But fingers crossed they reroute and change their minds a little bit because it would be nice to get a chance to see those boys again.
Time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Oh, really?
It is Wednesday. And every Wednesday we do the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. By request, Ralph. We get a lot of requests.
Yeah, who was that?
A lot of people on Twitter, a lot of people
really?
Call the business line.
Business line. Yeah.
I think everyone in this room.
I get mail at home.
Do you? Really?
Sure.
At home.
Telegrams?
Yeah, got that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what's on the wheel today. The notorious potbelly pig named Piggy Smalls.
Piggy Smalls.
I want to find out what Piggy Smalls is
in the file.
He's the illest.
Piggy Smalls is the illest. Pooh, the Bulgarian bionic cat.
Oh, interesting.
The Flock Stars, the all-star chicken band that is awesome.
Come on.
All right. If it doesn't land on that at some point, we're doing something wrong. I want to talk to the chickens who are in a rock band.
Agree.
The mute going to land on that last week.
I don't know.
It didn't.
It didn't?
It didn't.
No.
Well,
we have no control over what it lands on, Ralph.
No.
It'd be ridiculous.
No, of course.
The mutant kitten born with two heads and three eyes.
Ooh.
The tortoise uses a soccer ball by an elephant.
Okay, that one just depresses me. Why are you laughing about a tortoise being used as a soccer ball? That's horrible.
It is horrible, yes. And Sunny, the red panda, missing from a zoo in Virginia.
Oh.
That hardly seems like a worthy story for the wheel,
yeah,
does it?
We should take that one off.
Missing?
Hope it doesn't land on that one.
I got a neighbor who's missing their cat, too. Should we put that on the wheel?
Maybe we'll take that one off the wheel. If it doesn't land on it, who knows?
You never know what's going to happen.
Right?
Right?
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
It's time.
It's time for the
yeah,
Wheel of Animal Voices.
Where do you think it's going to land?
Don't know.
It's going to be pretty.
Piggy Smalls, too.
Yes.
Piggy, I'd be happy with the Flock Stars, too, though. I'm still interested in that story.
What about Pooh, the Bulgarian bionic cat?
Yay!
That's what it landed on. That's what we're going to do. It's a true story.
I am open-minded to find out what's going on with Pooh.
A cat named Pooh. What a terrible name for a cat, by the way. Right?
Yeah.
Has been given a new lease on life in Bulgaria, becoming the first bionic cat with a pair of prosthetic hind legs.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, wow.
There was a veterinarian whose name I will not try to pronounce, did the operation. It's only been done one other time in Britain, and they actually gave the cat bionic legs.
Wow.
How about that? They think he was hit by a train, by the way, and they considered using a set of wheels, which is fairly common with animals who don't have the use of their back legs, but they decided that this would be better, and it looks like he loves it. They are titanium legs implanted into his body. They are connected to external prostheses that can be changed like shoes.
Did you get that he loves it just from that picture?
Yep.
Yes.
He sure is happy.
Well, it says...
Look at him, he's happy.
It says that he tries to keep the prostheses clean.
Right.
He had to recover for 6 weeks before he could test them out, and he is getting used to them. So it seems to me like there's no downside to these prosthetic legs.
Let's talk to Pooh.
Oh, if we could get Pooh on the phone, I'd love to know what the bionic cat in Bulgaria is all about. Hello, Pooh, are you there?
First of all, how did you know you'd be talking to me?
Right? I thought it would be the vet.
Lucky guess.
I thought you'd be talking to veterinarian.
Just a lucky guess.
Hey, Kevin, what is veterinarian's name? The surgeon who did the work on me. Do you remember?
Yeah, it's Vladislav Zlatanov.
Ah, yes, sure. Now I remember him.
And also now you know why we weren't going to go to him, because I can't say his name.
He did great work for me, and he's making me now have bionic legs. Can I be happy? I'm so happy.
You should be happy.
I'm happy with it. I love these. I love these legs.
You were right, Pete.
Anyone just looking at me could tell how much I love these legs.
That's what I heard. Yes, thank you, Pooh.
Wow.
What's happening? What's there?
What's there, Pooh?
It's the sound effect of bionic.
Bean, you remember the Bionic Man?
Yeah, I guess
I do. Remember $6 Million
Man, $6 Million
Man,
right?
Yeah, I guess I do,
Why are you so confused?
Same sound effect.
Listen carefully. Hey, Bean, listen carefully.
Why, Pooh, that sounds like...
That noise that it's made with Steve Austin when he used to run with his bionic legs.
Yeah, it sounds like your bionic legs are working great.
Yeah, I love them.
Right.
I'm so happy.
I've heard that you're happy.
I'm the happiest kid in the world.
So what can you...
With my bionic legs.
What can you do with your...
Happening there?
What is that? I'm disturbed. Someone help me. I must lay down. I heard something. That was a sound.
A lot of attitude coming from a cat here, by the way.
What's your problem?
What is your problem?
You have been hit by train. Because of me.
What can you do with your...
By the way, if I'm a cat and I'm hit by train, I should be dead, right?
Well, I mean, for the most part.
I'm the worst cat ever if I get hit by train.
Yeah.
Cats are supposed to be, like, quick with reflexes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The freaking train comes from a mile away. I should have seen that and got out of the way.
So you're upset that you're alive?
I am. I'm too dumb to live.
Oh.
But I'm happy.
You
love
sure are
legs.
Happy.
I love them. Oh, what is that? What is that noise coming through my legs? I'm confused. This is the worst segment ever.
Minutes away from winning your way into the Grammy party at the Grammy Museum with Lumineers this Friday night. We'll give you a chance to win that in just a couple of minutes. And then Eliza Schlesinger joins us in studio. Very funny. Love having Eliza on the show. And that's all coming up in minutes here on K-Rock.
Yesterday in the meeting, Ralph noticed that Beer Mug had done his hair differently. He had kind of slicked it back.
Mm-hmm. Maybe long put a little hair, don't care.
Right? Maybe put a little product in it, slicked it back. And Ralph said, hey, why'd you do that with your hair? And Muggs, I mean, he lost it.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even talking about the hairstyle, which Ralph was talking about. He's like, I'm losing my hair. I'm losing my hair. And nothing works. And we were all sitting there going, what's happening? Ralph just asked about your hairstyle. What's going on, Muggs?
I feel like we walked into a private, painful moment.
Yeah. Look, make fun of my weight. Make fun of my lack of intelligence.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But stay away from the hair. It's a very touchy subject with me.
Okay. But here's the thing. No one was talking about your hair except for the way it was styled.
I know.
Ralph was talking about the style of your hair.
It's obviously very sensitive.
I know. I'm sorry, Ralph, for losing it, but I thought... You know, he was referring to my thinning hairline.
Okay.
And that's why I lost it.
By the way, that's not the only thing you lost. You, your hair looks fine, by the way, Beer Mug.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hyped. Nobody looks at you and goes, oh, that guy's disgusting. He's losing his hair.
Yeah, that's like, fourth on the list.
How dare you?
Right. It's so far down the list. No, you look fine, Muggs.
Well, thank you, Bean, but I think I'm hyper aware that I am losing my hair because I see it every day. And when I'm in the shower, I see strands of hair on my hand. Mm-hmm. And the fact that every male in my family was bald, every male in my family was bald. So there's really no escaping that.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you had a good run. I mean, you're 55 years old. You look good.
How dare you? I'm 33.
Oh, you got trouble then.
Oh,
33? Yeah. I thought you were like 55.
How dare you?
Now, oh, my God.
How quickly is it going?
Well, it just started. It just started picking up the pace. I noticed recently. I've used so many products under the sun.
Yeah, we started throwing out. Hey, have you tried? Have you tried? Have you tried? And he kept saying yes.
Yeah.
And I can't get a boner. Too much information.
And I want to hear about that. But Muggs, here's what I'm most confused about. Isn't the reason that I don't know anything about this topic because I have a rich, luxurious, full head of hair
with pigtails.
I mean, I couldn't. Seriously, my hair is as good or better as it was when I was 20. But here's my point. Isn't the reason most guys have concerns about going bald is whether they will no longer be attractive to the ladies or not? Isn't that what most of – because you don't care what other guys think.
Well,
it's really about what the ladies think. And you've got a beautiful, loving wife who already you're in. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about that. She's not going to not love you or not be attracted to you because you lose your hair.
Well, mine's kind of I'm not comfortable with the way I'm going to look bald.
Okay.
And also, despite what Bean may think that I look 55, it will.
Yeah, that was a joke.
I know, but it will.
Muggs is taking everything.
You're afraid it will really age you.
It's going to really age. It does. Okay. It really does.
But don't you turn on the TV and you see, you know, Dana White, you see Michael Chiklis, and you see all these guys who just look fantastic, and don't you go, hey, you know, maybe that's a good look.
Yeah, I don't look like Dana White. I don't look like Michael Chiklis. I don't look like Jason Statham. I don't look like any of the guys who look awesome bald, like Brian Urlacher.
Sure.
Who, by the way...
Has hair now.
He has hair now.
Mysteriously, yes. Exactly.
No, not mysteriously. From a very, very popular procedure that actually works.
Mm. What is the procedure he used?
Why does she do it, Muggs?
It's, he used hair replacement surgery, where they take hair from the back of your head, and they make little incisions on the top. It's called FUE, F-U-E. And it really works.
Isn't that what almost cost Joe Buck his career? Was that, that
he,
surgery?
He had something along the, similar to that...
All right,
involving
Muggs.
Hair.
It's okay. You're among friends.
That's what
hair plugs. I know. It's very sad music.
You're among friends.
It's very sad. But, you know, I've tried everything under the sun. Propecia is an actual pill. Which actually came out.
The crying. Stop it.
Come on, Muggs, Kevin. This is not helping.
He's sharing his heart.
Okay,
here.
So you did Propecia.
Propecia actually is known to start growing hair back.
Okay,
to where you're thinning. But
so
the side effects are awful.
No boners.
No boners. No desire. No boners. I don't want that.
No.
I'd rather be bald.
Right.
Okay. And then they also have topical treatments like minoxidil, which is also known as Rogaine.
Okay.
But that only works if you're going male pattern, which is in the back.
In the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have more receding hairline.
Oh, that stuff that I saw is on TV where you spray it on.
That's just paint.
Spray on hair.
That's just paint.
It looks impressive.
That's just masking the problem. That's not really solving it.
That's not a solution.
But, yeah, I've struggled with this. And, you know, come on, Kevin. The best thing that would work would be the hair replacement surgery, but that's like...
How much is it?
It's like, it ranges from like anywhere from $8,000 to $14,000.
Ouch!
Yeah, so, you know, Brian Urlacher had it done, but he's also an NFL superstar, he has the bank, but it's tough. So I'm currently struggling with this, and...
Doesn't show.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a touchy subject.
Allie, I think you may have to handle this one. You're a lady. Can you talk him down from this?
Honestly, how important is this hair? Kevin.
What?
Here's the thing. We could talk him down until we're blue in the face. Yeah. It's how he feels inside. And if it's something that is affecting him, that's something he needs to work through. But I say we get a hold of these hair replacement people, have them come down and do it live on the air.
Interesting. Yeah, because...
you can get Fwayed on the air.
Yeah, I can get Fwayed on the air. Because I saw the video of Brian Urlacher. He was, like, reading books and joking and eating.
Eating. He fucking
might as well do anything where he can eat during it.
Wait, can I eat? That'd be awesome.
But
Brian Urlacher looked great.
Is it painful?
I don't know.
Should we start a Kickstarter?
That'd be great. We should.
Yes.
A Kickstarter.
Plugs for mugs.
Plugs for mugs.
Let's talk to Jim. He's at HB. He's on line two. He's got a comment. He wants to weigh in on you, Muggs. And I hope he's right, and I hope this helps.
Hey, Muggs.
What's up there, Jim?
Listen, I'm with you, brother. I went bald about 35. Actually, I didn't go bald. I just started to see the hair go, so I just decided to just forget it. Just start shaving it every day.
Right.
Use whatever product you want, electric shaver, whatever, because here's the deal. As you get older, your look will not change. You are going to look the same for years and years and years once you finally decide to just do it.
Oh, that's true, because you won't be able to tell age by hair. Because you'll have none.
Oh, Jim.
Keep it tanned, and man, you will be the best-looking older guy in the room.
Take it easy.
I mean, slow down, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Let's not go crazy, for God's sake.
That is actually true, because you think about somebody like Bruce Willis. You see him in a movie today, and it's the same Bruce Willis as 25 years ago, because he looks the same. That's a very good point, I think.
So embrace it, Muggs.
So shave it or Kickstarter? Which way are we going?
Shave it.
I mean, it's less work for us.
I say shave it, too. But, Jim, thank you for weighing in. I appreciate it. You know, we weren't going to take calls, but now everyone's interested. Let's go to Erica, line three. She's San Juan Capistrano.
Hey, Erica.
Hey, yeah. Actually, I was just listening to the radio, and my boyfriend used this chili shampoo from TJ that my mom brought him, and it actually helped his hair grow actually back by itself.
Did you say Mexican chili shampoo from TJ?
Look, all the best drugs don't have FDA approval, guys. You know that.
Huh?
I said, yeah, everything from Mexico. Look, this is why, send mugs to Mexico.
That's
100%.
This is why we love our Mexican listeners, by the way, because whatever the topic, they do have some sort of janky remedy that has been handed down in their family. And a lot of times they say they really do work.
She needs to email in the name of that. For sure.
Yeah, would you please email us that or text us or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'll even send you a picture.
There you go.
Nice.
Okay. All right.
Wow. See, Mugs, that's happening.
There's hope. You
Mexican
can go to TJ.
Shampoo.
What about Allie's muff oil?
I'm sorry. How dare you?
Oh, no.
106 points.
106 points. Effort.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
Rob is here. Showbiz beat time. And then we'll give away those Lumineers tickets for Friday night at the Grammy Museum. What's going on, man?
Cash me outside. How about that?
Oh, jeez.
What's happening?
Don't.
Cash me outside. How about that?
You lost me. I'm sorry. I'm not tracking.
You don't know Cash Me Outside. How about that, girl?
I love that girl so much.
I don't think you would.
I do.
Yeah.
Because that was you.
At 13.
Bean, I'm shocked and horrified that you're not familiar with Danielle. Cash Me Outside, How About That Girl?
What's going on with Danielle?
She was on Dr. Phil. She was on the episode entitled, she was there with her mother. Mm-hmm. And the episode was entitled, I Want to Give Up My Car-Stealing, Knife-Wielding, Twerking 13-Year-Old Daughter Who Tried to Frame Me for a Crime.
He's doing that one again?
That one again.
He did.
He brought all the people on who wanted to get rid of that girl in their lives. And so Danielle was on Dr. Phil, and her mother was at her wit's end because her daughter, you know, was buying and selling and doing drugs and had threatened to murder grandmother with a knife and had stolen several cars. And
like teenagers do, by the
when
way.
When Dr. Phil's production office was at the house doing a pre-interview, she stole one of the production vehicles. This is a bad egg, Danielle.
Yeah.
And so she was on the show, Bean, and famously she said what she would do if anybody tried to mess with her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Right? That's right.
What she just said.
Catch me outside. How about that?
All right.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Right. Well, it turns out that she did catch someone inside this week, inside an airplane, when she got into a fist fight with another passenger aboard Spirit Airlines. And listen, I've been on Spirit Airlines. I want to punch everyone, too, every minute I'm on a Spirit Airlines flight. Don't get me wrong. But if you watch this video that just went viral today, it's the mother is the one who got in the altercation. See, none of these kids become these monsters in a vacuum.
Right? Yeah, with great parents.
And the parents show up and say, I don't know what's going on. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what happened. No, no. You see this mother interact with this other passenger on this plane. You know exactly where this kid got it from. Apparently, she's in a boot or something, a walking boot, and the woman complained that she was moving too slowly to get on the plane, and that's all it took for the mother to get into it with this woman. And then the woman went back to the mother, and that's when Cash Me Outside, How About That, came in and started pummeling this woman on Spirit Airlines. Here's pretty much what it sounded like.
Cash Me Outside. How you doing?
So how do you feel, Danielle, now that that's like a hit song now?
I don't know.
That's the wrong
clip. How do you feel about it becoming an internet?
Hold on, says he, that's not the clip video that he got. He said that in my headphones. That's not the video that I got.
That's not the clip
we
needed. But anyway, so she got into a fight on the plane, and...
Did she say, catch me outside, how about that?
She didn't, but she did.
On a plane?
She did post a new video. By the way, she's got 800,000 followers on Facebook and 3 million on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Catch me outside, how about that?
She, using a pillow to represent the woman that she punched, she recreated the fight on the video for her fans... And did brag she got her ass whooped by a 13-year-old, she said to her adoring fan base. So, sadly, I don't know, maybe it's an upside. Spirit Airlines has banned them for life from being on their plane. So, it's a silver lining. Silver lining to every cloud.
Sure.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Right.
And I'm looking at this video of her and Dr. Phil, and she just looks like an adorable... regular little
No, you didn't watch the show.
I'm saying if you just looked at her and didn't know anything about her, she looks like every girl walking by you in the mall. Like you'd have no idea that she's actually this much of a
keep watching and you'll see the pictures of her holding a meat cleaver. Then that'll change your opinion just slightly.
How many followers did you say on Instagram?
3 million.
If you're one of those people, just end it. If you follow her on Instagram...
Meaning unfollow her. That's what you do. Just,
I mean unfollow her. And maybe get your tubes tied and just come on.
Allie is saying...
How are you following?
If you're a follower, she's going to cash you outside.
It's
rough.
Why would you follow her? Why would you make her any more famous than she is? What is wrong with us as people?
I don't know why you would be interested in what she has to say.
Because... Cash you outside.
No!
Catch me outside. How about that?
I don't think you understand. Cash her outside, right?
Lord.
How about that? I like to follow her in the hopes that she'll do more and more drugs, and then it'll be a whole different story in a couple weeks. So, just saying. There's a way. Sometimes you can push them in the right direction.
Stop making awful people famous.
Right?
That's all I'm saying.
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about
if
that?
If you do make awful people famous, Allie has said many times she will cash you outside.
That's true. How about that?
How about that? The worst thing ever.
And by worst, you mean best.
What's happening to our country?
And Dr. Phil says, I'll put her on a ranch where she can get some help.
A ranch?
Here's the thing. These families, nothing changes. Nobody gets any help. Nobody does anything. Phil gets his ratings. The family gets their perverse 15 minutes of fame. She gets Instagram followers. And then they're just, they're still fist fighting on Spirit Airlines. Nothing.
You got a problem, lady.
I think it's better. Don't go to Dr. Phil for help.
Right?
He's not going to help you.
Right? Not a
hey,
doctor.
At least we're alive.
That's a good point, Rodney.
If I ever cash Dr. Phil outside, I'm going to how about that him.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Today's celebrity birthdays.
That's what it takes to get famous, by the way. It's just that.
Just
that
speak
sentence.
Poorly. Kevin, you should be a superstar. You should be the internet's god.
I should have 100 million followers.
You should. What did you do alone? Should have put you on the lips of everyone in America.
I just said the wrong phrase, unfortunately.
How did what did you do? How did that not become meme worthy? You need a
terrorist, you know, situation,
right? Terrorist yeah. situation. How did that not make you a star?
Right?
Just let it go,
right? Let it go.
That guy?
How about that?
Right.
Look at all the catchphrases.
Wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
Wooden hand?
Sure.
Like all the catchphrases that are being wasted.
But right now, and we'll get right back to you. But I never said catch me outside. How about that?
I know.
So
I mean, close.
See, really.
You're just nibbling around the edges.
I was. Mm. Penis.
How about that one? That was famous. Penis. Oh, that's not on T-shirts. Today's celebrity birthdays. Anderson Paak is 31 years old today. Cecily Strong is 33 from Saturday Night Live. Seth Green, 43 years old today. Stephanie Courtney, you probably know her best as Flo from the insurance commercials. She's 47 years old. Vince Neil's 56. Nick Nolte, 76. And composer John Williams celebrates his 85th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, time to give away tickets for the Lumineers. 1-800-520-1067. We're going to take your calls.
Catch you by surprise?
Yep, sure did. Yeah. Actually, what happened was I was reaching for
no,
the commercial.
Don't worry.
And Chip
we
grabbed my hand.
She had to intervene physically.
Lumineers tickets. Call now. 1-800-520-1067.
Comedian Eliza Schlesinger in studio with us in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock. And coming up just after 9, we'll talk to the genius behind the Hater app. Ralph, I can't believe you got scooped on this. Seems like this would have been perfect for you. Well, you hate so many things, right?
But that's just life. I don't need an app for that. That's just
yeah,
the way
that's
I,
true.
I walk
that's
around.
True. He came up with an idea on meeting people based on your mutual hates. So we'll talk to him about that coming up. First, though, let's give away these tickets for Lumineers Friday at the Grammy Museum. This is a exclusive private K-Rock party. You cannot buy tickets to this event. You get yourself in there Friday, and then you're qualified for the grand prize drawing to go see them again, this time in Cape Town, South Africa, with airfare, hotel, spending cash, and more. What's this game called, you guys?
Famous Ears.
I said, go see the Lumineers. Here's what you got to know. Name some famous ears. Then you go to the show. Name the famous ear and go see the Lumineers ears.
So when you say famous ears, we're talking
so that
about
happened.
Talking about Barack Obama and Andrew Siciliano and guys like that that are well known for their
no Bean.
That's not what we're doing
the
here.
The name the Lumineers. Mm-hmm. Which of course a Lumineer is someone who provides light.
Sure.
Right?
Right. Right.
A Lumineer.
Sure.
Okay.
We're thinking, what are all the other famous ears?
I see.
Other folks whose jobs and professions and personalities end in ear.
Huh.
E-E-R-S. Like Lumineers.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ends in E-E-R-S.
So okay.
These are other famous ears.
All right.
So every answer
will end in ear. All right. How much easier could it be?
Right? Well, let's give that a try. Who's our first contestant, please?
Caesar in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Here's Caesar's question, Caesar. Remember, all the answers end in ears, okay?
All right.
All right. These guys were pirates of the Caribbean Sea during the 17th and 18th centuries, not just football players in Tampa Bay.
Would it be Buccaneers?
Buccaneers!
Nicely done.
Let's name some famous ears. Ears!
See, they're also famous ears.
Ears!
All right, Caesar is in the drawing. Who's next, please?
Holly in Woodland Hills. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you.
Holly, this person tries to get everyone to bid as much as they're willing before an item is going, gone.
Oh, my gosh. I got nothing.
Who tries to get bids up? Yeah. What's going, gone? With a gavel? Nothing? Nothing's ringing
selling
a bell?
Selling things? No? Nothing?
It'll be an auctioneer. An auctioneer.
Let's name some famous ears.
An auctioneer.
Right. You know
so
an auctioneer.
Caesar, yes.
Hey, I got seven over here. I got nine, 9.5 here. 10, 10.5, 10, 11, 11, 12. That's an auctioneer.
Right.
Nice.
Thanks.
Let's go to Zamir in Long Beach.
Zamir!
Zamir!
Yo!
This game was tailor-made for you.
Right? Zamir, his name is famous here. All right, Zamir, here's your question.
Yeah.
Cliff Secord is a 1930s stunt pilot who discovers a mysterious jetpack that allows him to fly and become this comic and movie superhero.
What? That was like the hardest one. What is the
it's
name?
Only been two others. This is a famous comic and movie superhero with a jetpack, and right. It ends in ear. I mean, I think Ralph's given you a lot to draw from.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Wait, what was his name? Cliff, what was it?
Cliff Secord. That's his secret identity. But focus on the jetpack, and he flies, and he's a movie and comic book superhero.
Oh, okay, yeah. A rocketeer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Holy crap. Jeez, you big
man.
Baby.
He had to hold his head. At least he got there.
This is the toughest one.
Had to pick him up and carry him over the goal line, that guy. Holy crap. Danny in Long Beach, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Danny. This famous ear can be someone who designs cool things or pilots a locomotive train.
God.
Oh, what don't.
That?
Don't God. It's simple.
Engineer?
Yeah. Let's name some famous ears. Sorry, what a bunch of babies.
We definitely have some whiners.
They just get exuberant because there's a bunch of words.
Come on.
Oh,
now.
That was a long sentence.
These are pretty simple.
Just think about it. It's listen and think.
Let's go to Ryan in Santa
Clarita.
There's
so many words. Oh, God.
Hi, Ryan.
Bunch of babies, right, Ryan?
I guess so.
Yeah, not you. So. You're not going to be like that. Here's your question. Aramis, Porthos, Athos, and D'Artagnan are the most famous members of this group of French royal guards. Aramis, Porthos, Athos, and D'Artagnan.
I have no idea.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's Musketeers.
The Musketeers.
Yeah.
Let's name some famous ears.
All right, I think we got time for a couple more famous ears for Lumineers tickets, Grammy Museum this Friday night. Who's our next contestant?
Ramey in Tustin. Hi there.
Good morning, everyone.
Ramey, how you been doing so far with the questions?
I'd say 50 for 50.
50 oh, then you got them all then.
All right, so you're 100%. Okay. That's great.
Probably we had asked 50 questions, you would have been right in there.
Very impressive.
All right, here's yours. This is a pretty easy one, I think. When it comes to marionettes, these folks are pulling the strings.
Comes to me.
Oh, I will dropkick you.
What?
The puppeteers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's name some famous ears.
Ralph was going to dropkick and had not gotten it right.
We are famous on this show for having listeners who would not make it on Jeopardy.
Oh, my God.
All right, one more. Do we have time for one more?
One more.
Yeah. Right. Let's go to Tyson. Make it on the wall.
Let's go to Tyson and Whittier. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right, Tyson, here's your question. This is a person who offers himself or herself for a service or job, often without pay, dumbass.
Volunteer.
Yeah!
Let's name some famous ears.
That's the kind of confidence we like with
That's
Tyson.
Right.
He's in the drawing, as is Ramey, Danny, Zamir, and Caesar. Please, anyone but Zamir, who wins the tickets for Lumineers Friday night and qualifies to see them one more time at Cape Town, South Africa.
The winner is Ramey.
Ramey!
Congratulations, Ramey!
Yeah!
Enjoy the show. Thanks for playing the game.
Let's name some famous ears.
Eliza.
Eliza.
You
Eliza.
Guys.
Eliza.
It's me.
It is you.
It's me.
Eliza was just, she was just here with us in September when her latest and third Netflix special Confirmed Kills was debuting, and it has been doing huge business on Netflix, as I understand it. But Netflix, it's hard for those of us not in the business to know how popular things are. But I'm told it's doing very well.
I feel like it's doing really well. As a girl, like, that's how we qualify. I just feel like it's doing well.
Right. If you haven't seen it, you should. It's very funny.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Thank you. It's under the category of witty women on Netflix. They
is
made like
that
a
right?
subcategory. As if any stand-up isn't witty.
Of witty women.
That's weird.
Witty women who bleed once a month. This is the category for those she-devils.
Why do they put women in a separate category for comedy?
Right?
Why?
Like, I couldn't, like, swang on all the dudes? I don't know.
Why wouldn't you just say comedy?
Boom. Yeah, because nobody's going to Netflix going, I feel like watching a female.
And maybe it's just like it's tailored to like, oh, if you like just like the algorithm. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah.
It feels like low-key super weird.
Yeah.
It does. Like, it feels a little weird. Well, anyway.
You wear a bra, you'll enjoy this.
You are touring the same show or different show?
It's changed. Okay. So it's some of the same jokes, but I've written about 45 brand new minutes. So
oh, nice.
We integrate it. It's such a Hollywood thing. Like, we're thinking about getting dressed.
Well, you've got a team. You're allowed to have a we.
I do have a team.
You got Blanche.
I have a small dog with a shaved neck. Anyways, they're like, don't ask her about the dog. Let's just keep going.
Keep moving.
So there's new stuff. I mean, as a comic, you know, you have your performance, and then the farther away you get from that, the more you evolve and write new stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a lovely blend.
Do you try to jettison everything eventually?
Yeah. No? I mean, the idea is to like phase it out so that people don't get when you come see me, you're seeing me work on new stuff. But you're also beholden to your audience. You know, you don't want to be like, here's a new hour I'm trying out.
Right.
Thanks for buying the tickets. Yeah. Good thing you got a sitter.
Well, I'm happy to hear you mention that you're doing a bunch of new stuff, too, because your fans will want to know that, and they're going to want to buy tickets for the Wilshire Bell. How about this? Valentine's night, you guys, with Eliza.
Meet me outside. How about that?
How about that? Eliza.com or LiveNation.com. Tickets available right now. Just $30 to see one of the great stand-ups today, February 14th. Yeah, did you love that video, that little girl with the how about that? Cash out?
I haven't. Is that an old clip from Dr. Phil? Because I feel like he has a lot of like garbage rats on there that sound like that.
He does, but I think this is more recent.
It is. There's this Instagram star named Quay. He has these like videos that he makes, and he has a whole music video with it. And so that's when I heard it the first time.
There's
was yesterday.
A ton of remixes, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
take me outside, how about that?
Yeah.
I feel like that little girl is white. She is.
She is.
She's very white.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Eliza, let me ask you about this, because you're a famous person who gotten there because
Thank you.
Being subcategory, famous woman.
Famous woman,
famous
sorry.
Witty woman.
Right, you're a famous sorry. Witty woman.
Witty, witchy woman.
And you have, because we've been following your career for a while, and you existed long before we even met you, but you've been working really hard for years to get to the level of fame where you're at. When this little punk comes out and does Cash Out, blah, 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 and gets her 3 million Instagram followers and now becomes a celebrity, does your blood boil over something like that to see the shortcut that some people take?
I didn't even know that this person had 3 million Instagram followers.
3 million Instagram followers.
I just – no, because it's been happening for so long. I will say this. There are people, because of technology and social media, that can make a living in these niche markets. Like the biggest YouTube star, you probably don't know who that is.
Right.
Because it's not for you. But I guess my only comfort is like, grab a mic and meet me on stage. How about that? Like, you can't do that. Very, very seldom is the talent translatable. And so,
plus something like this burns very quickly.
For sure. And then, so what? You go on like celebrity rehab? Like that's what's on your horizon?
it's not even on anymore.
Right. So, or you go on the recap show. So I guess to sound too Hollywood, like everyone has their own path. But like, if I sucked at stand up, then I think I'd be angrier about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think? How about that?
How old is this thing?
She's 13.
13.
Sounds smaller.
Here's the flip side of my question is, do you feel, let's see if I can figure out a way to phrase this, because you know so many comedians and you are friends with so many comedians, do you feel that a lot of times there are super funny people that aren't nearly as well known and as successful as they should be? And the flip is true where there are people that you can't believe that the rooms they're selling out.
For sure. For sure. You know, everyone's got their audience. So you look at someone and it's like, oh, well, he's Cambodian, so every Cambodian person goes. Or, you know, if you represent a minority, sometimes that minority comes out. You know, your group always comes out to support you. That's not saying that. That's not always deserved. But everyone's got their little path, and it really depends on what you do with it. So every comic likes to talk crap about other ones. And you look at people like, that person's not even good. But maybe it's right time, right place.
Right.
And it fades, or sometimes they stick around forever. The truth is, it's so subjective, and what makes you popular, by the same token, someone might be looking at you and saying, that person's not talented. They'd be wrong, in my case. I've thought about it so much that I actually don't think about it anymore, now that I've been doing this so long. Because it'll drag you crazy.
All the thinking that can be done on that, and now you're done with it.
There are people that, like, you get on stage and some girl's up there, and she's just like, anyway, dating is hard. My mom bugs me about having a baby. And you're like, all right, well, you'll probably get a sitcom, and people like safe topics coming out of women's mouths. So,
And same for the guys, too. Like, well, I'm 30 and I'm a slob, but chicks love it. I have a questionable physique and I smell like cheese. Girls are stupid.
How dare like, you come at Kevin James like that? How dare you, first of all? He has
like
a very
King
popular CBS sitcom.
I like that show.
Are you part of the – this is an embarrassing question I shouldn't be asking. Are you one of the go-tos for this CNN History of Comedy special?
I don't believe I am.
The documentary.
That's BS.
Well, how do they not talk to you?
I don't
– You're a witty woman.
I am a witty woman. I don't know. I plan on watching it. I love.
I was
going to
ask that
posters.
Because I would think you would want to. I mean, I would think that's your business. You'd love to see something like that.
I enjoy. You know, they did like those documentaries on the '70s and the '80s and the '90s. So they're really well done. It's also funny because like anyone that they're going to, not anyone, but a lot of people they're going to interview, I get to talk to anyway.
Yeah, true.
Right.
So I don't know. It's always cool. It's always.
And
cool.
They got Larry David, who rarely does interviews. So I think that's going to be make it special too.
Yeah, I think they really swung for the fences with the talent they were getting. So that's fair that they. Overlooked me.
And they got...
Catch me outside. How about that?
They got her.
She's got 40 minutes tonight. They're going to talk to her.
I wouldn't be surprised if I got bumped for this little garbage rat.
Hey, before we take a break, Eliza is here, by the way. You can see her again Valentine's night at the Wilshire Ebell, which is a beautiful room, by the way. Have you done comedy there before?
I have not. Had not even heard of it until I got booked there.
Oh. It's really...
Was unaware.
Inside. It's a very cool venue. I think you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's night. Tickets on sale now. Eliza.com or LiveNation.com. Before we take a break, though, you said we wouldn't ask you, but I'm going to prove you wrong by saying, what did you do to your poor dog's neck?
No. She had like an allergy, and so her skin was irritated. She scratched it, and so she had all these like open wounds, for lack of a better term, on her neck. So the vet had to shave her neck, and because she's kind of a bigger woman, she has these like fat rolls on her neck, so she has like a little Steve Harvey neck. And we put a shirt on her so no one could see them. So now she just looks like a do you know who my dad is? Like pop collar kind of tool. So she's embarrassed.
I hope CNN's next documentary is about Blanche, by the way. I would never stop watching that.
Better be.
All right, Eliza's here. We'll take a break. Be right back with more right after this on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:37.
There are some guests we have on the show that I wish you could hear the off-air stuff. And Eliza is one of those guests. She is bringing the Confirmed Kills Tour, that's the name of her latest Netflix special, to the Wilshire Ebell Theater on Valentine's Night. This would be a great way to spend Valentine's Day. If you're looking for something special for your partner, this is the one. Eliza.com or LiveNation.com to buy the tickets. Just $30 Valentine's Night for Eliza.
Do we know that it's a great Valentine's date?
I would think
we
it
do.
We should ask you.
You're good for couples, aren't
I've
you?
I've confirmed it. I'm good for couples. I'm good for people who come alone. I have a lot of people. It's not weird. Men and women come alone to my shows, and nobody cares. Okay. No one's going to judge you. You're sitting in the dark. It's about me, not you. It's a spotlight on me. Nobody cares what you're doing.
That's
just
a
come.
Good point.
You can meet me and the dog after.
Hey, what's going on with the TV show, Liza?
Which one? The late night show.
Yeah, the Freeform. Right?
I can't talk about it, which is a good thing.
Okay.
Oh, it is?
Because we have all the information. So we are starting work on that very, very soon.
All right.
And
so it's going to happen soon.
Yeah. Everything you wanted to know about House Cats, you're going to learn on my show. No, but it's going to. So that's all I can say.
Okay.
It's all I can. And that sounds so annoying, but if I say anything, I'm going to get a call after this. They're like, we canceled it because you blabbed about it on K-Rock. So.
Well, I don't want to put you in an awkward position, but I think about the monumental task of trying to carve out a niche in late night television. And I think of how many bases are already covered and how difficult that would be. I mean, obviously, you've got your own point of view and your own personality. Yeah. No one can duplicate that. But in terms of doing a show, so many people have tried to come out and go, well, I'm not going to have a band, or I'm not going to have a desk, or I'm not going to have a monologue, or I'm not going to have a guest.
Yeah.
And one by one, they start doing everything everybody else does because that's kind of what works.
Because it's what works. You know, look, the show hasn't come out and it hasn't been a success yet, so I can't sit here and say, here's how you make a show. But I think you have to pick your battles. And I think not aiming to reinvent the wheel is a good thing. Like when you're writing a screenplay, unless you have this insane idea, like there are tropes that work. There are things, there are structures that work. And I think not doing things just for the sake of it. Like, I'm going to cut. There's no desk. Just cut.
Right.
Like I don't think I need a desk because I'm a stand-up. We stand up.
Sure.
It's not, you know, so probably don't need that. Maybe we have it for a segment. But I think you just have to envision what you really want to convey and what you need to do. What you'd have to use to do that. You figure if you can talk for an hour plus a night and hold people's attention, you know, maybe you should extract some of that essence.
Can I be
and
more
also,
vague? But also, no, but being a successful...
I like that Bean continues asking questions about something you can't talk about.
Because I'm fascinated with the process. But also being a very successful podcaster and having interviewed lots of people and being very comfortable and familiar with that, that helps you a lot, too, in terms of preparation.
I appreciate that. I actually started my podcast maybe like 2 years ago so that I could work on my listening skills. A lot of comics... You know, anyone can have a podcast, and as we've seen, everyone does. And comics get it. They're like, it's another outlet for my comedy. And it's like, but you have a guest, and your obligation is to the guest. And we speak, we don't listen. But a big part of comedy is listening and not planning out your answer ahead of time. And that helps you think on your feet more versus like having your agenda.
So you started doing that just so that you would be...
Specifically.
Really?
I planned on having a late night show. It's been a goal. I've made several pilots to no end. And this one stuck. So we didn't make a pilot. Maybe that was the trick.
That's the problem.
I was
right
like,
there.
Give me that show!
as crushed as you might have been when the previous pilots didn't get picked up, are you happy now that the time you waited until now to actually have it happen?
Could have been so young with a show! No. I think about just how much I've grown, like especially in this last year with, I don't know, I feel like as a society we're all so much more woke. I hate to say that, but it's true. Just how much I've grown mentally and with my understanding of politics and social issues. So I'm glad I have it now because I think of some of the dumb things I said in my 20s.
Right.
And even some offensive things. And it's like, oh, I'm glad I grew out of that. Let's move on. That looks uncomfortable. So yeah, I guess it's better now. It has to be because this is what we have.
Right.
No choice.
The book's still coming out this year?
Book is coming out in October. So that's cool. Right now it's at the editor's. So
are you not allowed to talk about that either?
No, it's not done. No, it's called Girl Logic, and it'll be out. So right now it's just the let's go back and forth and make sure Eliza doesn't sound too angry phase because apparently it's hard to convey inflection, but apparently anger comes out very easily when I write. So, but it should be good. You know, I didn't want to write. I feel like a lot of girls write books like, and here's all the dudes I banged. And that seems to be a thing that women feel they have to purge themselves of all the sexual experiences. And I don't know if mine are even that interesting. Like, we had sex for 2 minutes and then he fell asleep. And I went to go watch House Hunters. So
what's your fascination with House Hunters?
I just saw it yesterday for the first time.
For the first time?
I had never seen it.
Make
I'd
it
heard
easy,
of it.
Allie.
I mean, it's House Hunters.
I'm very specific about my TV watching. I watch quality things like The Young Pope. No idea what's going on, but it's so beautiful.
Okay, have you watched House Hunters International?
Yeah. No. I watched yesterday for the first time.
I watched both. You've got so much.
There was one guy, he was like American, and he looked a little bit like you, and he was kind of like
she's talking
thin.
To Kevin, by
yeah,
the
sorry,
way.
He looked a bit like you, Kevin.
I was going to wait to identify that until I hear the description.
Right.
Yeah, the guy was a Jesus.
He was a thin, we'll go.
Big dork.
We'll go late 30s.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And he had these glasses, and he had this, like, random black daughter. And so the whole time you're watching, and you're like, how did you get that kid? Was your wife black? Where's the wife? Why is the kid black? Did you adopt her? Like, all I want to know is the story of how this, like, old white man came to have this, like, black little girl, and he wanted a houseboat. Then he was like, I've moved 4 times in the last year. I'm like, he killed his wife! He kicked his wife off the side of a boat! Now he wants another boat! And so it's like, I want their backstory. You can't just say you want to live in Amsterdam with, like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I get why it's a cult show.
But if it were something super nefarious and sketchy, he would not allow himself to be filmed for this television
not
show.
Not sure.
Or he would.
Or he would.
Like, Catch
or
Me If You Can
would.
Style. Like, he oh, just wants.
He's like rubbing it in the authorities' faces.
Yeah. See, I'm on House Hunters. I'm a star. 3 million followers. when I watched House Hunters for the first time, and I just thought it was funny because I'm watching, like, 22-year-old girls, and they're living in, like, Chattanooga. So, like, an 8-bedroom house is, like, $35. And they have all these stipulations that they dreamt up. And it's just like, well, you know, there's brick here in the front. And I told you I didn't want brick. I'm like, shut up. Get a job. I have a design business. No, you don't. You're 22. No more than I did when I was 22. Anyways, just hearing the couples argue.
It's if like, they don't re-release those shows with your commentary on every episode as a special, I'm sorry.
I'm just crushing the fabric of America. Not everyone should be a homeowner.
All right, now, are you all in on this? Are you going to watch more?
I went looking for it last night. You did. Only found the weird guy in Amsterdam. Mm. But I think I'm going to get into it.
Okay.
Having purchased a home not that long ago, I'm into it.
Allie is a big Tiny House Hunters fan. Have you heard about that? You watched that one?
There's a weird underlying fetish there.
Right.
Right?
Right, Allie?
I like a small space for my small wiener. Like, what? It's a tiny, and it's not really livable unless you are, like, low footprint kind of, like, small mm-hmm. footprint kind of person.
It's a dollhouse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's it.
That's it.
When you
so
pee,
you're not into that
you
one.
You pee in a Frisbee, and you cook on a Barbie
I
stove.
That episode.
No, that was second season.
Okay.
Yeah.
And these houses are in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's well, because like... you can bring them anywhere, most of the tiny houses.
So
that's
a
Tiny House Nation. Yeah.
Essentially, yes.
Tiny House Nation.
I mean, I think that show is fun, though, because they're doing something that you would never do. I mean, it really is. It just flips the script on everything you think you know about a house, which is to get as much house as you can afford so that you can be comfortable. And these people are going the opposite way so far that I think it is fascinating.
It's a movement, you
What's
guys?
The opposite of that? Like billionaire lifestyles or something?
No, I'm saying the opposite of what a normal person would do is to try to live in 350 square feet for you and your family. That's what these people are doing.
There's a whole family? It's not just a weird guy in the woods?
Sometimes it's like five kids,
yeah.
And they go through the whole thing, and they have to get rid of all the stuff that is holding them back, and it's
they all shop at Erewhon.
It's very therapeutic.
I like that Eliza watches House Hunters, and we're trying to get her to go even deeper.
Even
into
smaller.
Worst TV.
It goes international, House Hunters,
right.
Tiny House Hunters, and then it's We Just Want a Room.
Yeah.
Well, Ant Hill is my new show. I hope you'll check out. It's pretty good.
Welcome all to right. Termite Colony.
We're almost out of time. Last pitch for Valentine's Day at the Wilshire eBell, Eliza. Why should people buy tickets immediately at Eliza.com?
Here's the real reason. A sawdust-filled bear from Rite Aid. Okay, so you're going to come to the Wilshire eBell. You're going to see the show. It gets out at a decent time. And then you're going to go get drunk. And then you can wear the underwear that I bought for him. But you really bought it for you. And it's all sweaty from laughing at my show. You're going to want to come to my show because you're going to laugh so much. You're going to get such a good ab workout. You're going to look so good
boom.
Naked.
Oh, interesting. Boom.
Immediately after.
There it is. I like that.
Also, like, I never get to perform in L.A., so give me that money. Give me that money.
It's a rare treat. Eliza.com, $30, Valentine's night at the Wilshire eBell. We love you. So great to see you again. Thanks
for
coming
having
in.
Me.
Bye-bye. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
We gave away some tickets to the Lumineers performance at the Grammy Museum this Friday night. Earlier this hour, we got more chances for you to win coming up. In fact, anytime between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., keep listening. We'll tell you when to call in and win them, and you qualify to see them in Cape Town, South Africa as well. Get the details at KRock.com. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey!
What's going on?
Just got some good news this morning.
All right.
Yeah?
Garbage and Blondie are going to be co-headlining a concert tour this summer.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's a nice 1-2 punch.
Is that right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Right?
Yes.
Have you guys heard the new Blondie song?
I have not.
It's real good. Sounds like it came right out of prime Blondie years, 1979. It's
Look,
real, real good.
That's what you want from your bands that you fell in love with back in the day. I know bands like to reinvent themselves and bring something fresh and new and something. Yeah, whatever with that. Give me what you were best at when I loved you the most. That's what I would like to hear.
That's a wonderful double bill.
Yeah. Shirley and Deborah Harry, come on.
Do you know what they're calling it?
Rage and something?
Rage and Rapture Tour.
Rage and Rapture, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I'm so excited.
Jeez.
What's happening?
I don't know. Allie's, I haven't seen Allie this
excited. Hold on. Ooh, Santa Barbara Bowl, July 7th, you guys.
That Tiny House Nation Marathon.
Tiny House Nation. I love that show. FYI.
You're not going to the Bowl in Santa Barbara. They're playing the Pearl in Vegas.
Okay.
That's the show.
All
right.
The Pearl Concert Theater in Vegas. That's the
Hard
next show.
Hard Rock, Pearl, Vegas,
I mean,
boom.
Okay.
It does have Vegas going for it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's have a class trip. What do you say? I'm going to hand out permission slips.
Sweet.
I want to get your
it.
Parents to sign them and the entire show, except for being, we're going to go to Las Vegas and we're going to have an office party. We're going to have a company retreat.
I'm out.
I like
what? Why are you out, Allie?
You were the most excited of all
of us. I was, then I realized I am busy that night. I'm seeing The Killers and Tears for Fears and Elbow that night. So, but it's going to be a great show
sure
for you
is.
Guys. Now I'm really sad
for the three of us that are going to go.
No. See, you have to go ruin everything,
right?
Sorry.
This is why we can't have nice things
because
we get excited and then Allie has to lift her leg all over it.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Hey, Hollywood Reporter is reporting, like they do in Hollywood.
Sure.
That the latest sequel to Friday the 13th was shut down
with just less than 6 weeks to go before the start of principal photography. So they were just about to go in front of the cameras, and they pulled the plug.
Uh-oh. Doesn't seem like that happens often.
No, plus it's Friday the 13th. That's a pretty reliable franchise, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Why would they do that?
That dog that they forced to go into a water?
No,
that's why they're doing it, because there's an actual guy killing people on the set.
Are you serious?
No. God, you're gullible.
Holy crap, it
was a financial issue.
Oh, I don't care.
So the accountant got killed for not being able to come up with the money for the movie.
Kill. I believe.
I'm just happy you said it. One second before I was gonna.
Damn it!
Oh, come on!
You're so gullible.
This keeps happening. Take a peek,
Kevin.
Take a peek.
I didn't say it. Sally was
this
on the bottom.
It was a success.
Right?
It was not a success.
It was a success. Sally's the one that said it.
What do you think? Is the Scream franchise? You think there's a real Friday the 13th guy with a hockey mask and a machete walking around the soundstage?
I mean, what if?
Right? No, it doesn't ever happen. That's why there's no what if. It's not real life. Hey, Saturday night, if you got nothing to do, come on out and see me and Kevin Smith, someone who's sane. I like to work with a sane person once in a while. And Kevin, sure, he's baked, but he's sane. And we do a fun show at Hollywood called Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose. Usually Fridays, but this time it's a Saturday this week, so folks who can't make it on Friday night can come out and see us. We'd love to have you there Saturday night, 10 p.m. Go to improv.com for more details. And to get
now hiring
tickets.
Both locations.
We are. We're hiring at both locations. Huh. So.
Nope.
Drop off an application. Today's celebrity birthdays. Nick Nolte's 76 years old today.
I used to be the president, and I'm doing what's right for the people.
What is his greatest role, do you think, Ralph?
His greatest role, sir.
Would it be that
rich man, poor man?
I don't think that's the one that most people would think of. Would it be?
It was the one that made him a star.
Yeah?
Yeah. But then, of course, The Deep was a big success.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy. That was a smash.
That was
the
one I was thinking of, I think. 48 Hours.
I was thinking Prince of Tides.
Prince of Tides was great.
So
Cannery
good.
Row. He's been good in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
It's a shame he had to have his voice box removed. But other than that.
Is that true?
I don't know how you keep working with her, Ralph. It's so hard to be there every day and just have her going on and on and on. You must want to kill yourself.
Yes, I do, Nick. I do. Nick Nolte, 76 years old today. Vince Neil is 56. Stephanie Courtney, Flo, from the Progressive Insurance ads. She's 47 years old. Seth Green turns 43. Cecily Strong is 33. Anderson Paak is 31 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You guys are with me. You look around the world and you think, what do we need more of? And the answer is hate, right?
Said it for years.
For years you've been saying it, right, Allie? Well, finally, there's somebody who agrees with you. We brought you this story a couple weeks ago when we heard that this was going to be launched, and it is now available in the iOS, for iOS in the App Store and Apple, available in the Android for spring. We're talking about a dating app called Hater App, haterdater.com. So in other words, you hate the Patriots because you're a good American.
Right.
How much fun would it be to go on a dating app where you could find somebody else who hates the Patriots? You already have that major thing in common that you can spend a lot of time on that first date talking about why they're awful. Right?
Do you need an app for that one, though?
I mean, not really.
Come on.
That's just everyone,
pretty
right?
Much everyone.
It's a genius idea, and we wanted to hear more about it, so we asked Dave if we could talk to the founder and CEO of the Hater app, and his name is Brendan Alpern. He's very kind to join us on a busy day today to talk to us about it. How are you, Brendan?
Go Patriots.
Thank you.
Oh, how dare you?
I love you. Are you single, Brendan?
I hate Tom Brady, though. So,
so do I. I don't like his politics, but my God, what a comeback. Who's with
all
me?
Right. I feel like we're off topic now. We got off on the wrong foot with Brendan, I'll tell you that.
Him. I don't know.
I really wanted to like this dude.
Yep.
Well, I know you've been telling this story a lot, but if you would do our listeners the honor by explaining where this idea came up with of matching people not on the fact that they love long walks on the beach, but on the fact that they hate long walks on the beach. Where was the brainstorm happening, Brendan?
Sure. So I worked in finance for a number of years, and I hated it. So I quit, and I decided I was going to be a comedy writer, actually. And Hater was an idea for like a comedy sketch.
Obviously, it's a pretty funny idea, the dating app that matches people based on what they hate. But the more I thought about it, the more I became obsessed with it, and I did some research and found some science that actually showed that, you know, hating the same things brings people together, and it does so more than liking the same thing. So, you know, I just decided to go for it.
It makes sense. I mean, especially considering politics right now. If you like Donald Trump, you love Donald Trump. If you don't like him, you hate him. And maybe that's an important thing that you might fight about later if you didn't know ahead of time.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to know that up front?
Same with God. Same with children. There's a lot of stuff, right? Right.
Yeah.
Allie hates them all.
Brendan, when we saw the first article that came out on this a couple of weeks ago, I remember that it indicated that the 2016 presidential election was the thing that most people volunteered that they had strong feelings of dislike about. But I was surprised by some of the other things that are most commonly swiped on that they hate. One of them was hair in the drain.
Yeah, it's very unpopular amongst men, actually.
That's shocking that that's that big of a problem.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess who likes it, though, to be honest?
Yeah, right, that's true. But for most people, it's just a minor inconvenience. It's not really it's not their driving force in life,
That's what I thought, too, but some people are just generally just disgusted by it. I was surprised myself.
Interesting. One of the things that I thought was really fun, and this article that I read mentioned that there were people who had gotten the, you know, test versions of the app, and it was almost like a party game to go through and look at all the categories, and it really got people talking and stuff. And you had, at the time, it seemed like a couple of thousand different categories that people could choose, right?
Yeah, we have around 2,500 categories, and we add new ones every day. So we try to add, like, trending ones, whatever's in the news today. We'll try to throw it in there.
I couldn't find Taylor Swift. Is that in there someplace?
Taylor Swift is actually in there twice.
Okay, all right, good.
Twice.
Good. Hold on a second here.
Good man.
You can rate her as a person.
Yep.
And then you can rate her as an artist.
Love it.
People were complaining that they felt differently.
You're doing good work.
I am so hurt because, A, she's wonderful, and, B, how dare you.
Listener as an artist, though. I mean, or both.
Both.
What are the, what are the restrictions? I imagine that it would be easy for this to get ugly if people start bringing up, I don't know, religion or looks. Or I mean, I imagine there are some things you keep out, right?
Yeah, we decide off the topics, and we take a hard stance against any sort of bigotry or discrimination. We don't let any sort of topics in there that, you know, hate on religions or types of people or anything like that. But eventually we will want to have user-generated topics, but we're going to moderate those carefully to make sure.
Yeah, I think you have to. You can't have anything be user-generated in 2017.
Exactly.
It's just too dangerous.
Look at YouTube.
So is the rest of, I mean, the hater aspect of it is what's getting the attention, but is the rest of it more of a conventional dating app, like you swipe on something, they swipe on something, and then you start exchanging information, then it goes private?
Exactly, yeah. So the way that it works is you swipe on all these topics, and people have tons of fun with that, as you mentioned, at parties or with friends. But then once you've kind of gotten tired of that, you switch over to the people mode, and it crunches all that information together and finds the people who are most compatible with you. And then it works kind of like Tinder, where you're swiping left and right on people. But the big difference is that you can go in and see every single thing that they hate and every single thing that they like beforehand. And so you don't have to go on a 3 dates with someone to figure out if they're a Trump supporter or if they're a Tom Brady supporter or whatever.
Right.
That's genius, because I mean you could match, like, with that many things, you could match like 40 things with somebody, and you will have found your soulmate at that point if you hate that many things together.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, sweet hate.
People are more honest about what they hate too. You know, a lot of people say like, oh yeah, I love surfing and I love going to the gym and staying healthy, and you know, people just kind of say that to. Because it makes them look good. But when you say you hate something, you're really honest about it. You're not going to lie about that.
All right. Before we let Brendan go, I love this so much. Listen to some of the categories, by the way, that I think Brendan volunteered that surprised him. Butt selfies is one. The fact that Mick Jagger is still having kids is a thing that you guys can
BS.
Get together and decide. Right? When Starbucks butchers your name. Wet willies.
They do it on purpose, by the way.
That's what I heard. I heard the conspiracy. Wishbones. Now, are there really people out there, Brendan, that feel that strongly about wishbones?
You'd be surprised. There's no topic in here that nobody doesn't hate. Like, everyone hates every single topic.
That's crazy. All right. So the Hater app is available in the App Store for Apple now, Android in the spring. It's haterdater.com and on Twitter at LoveThroughHate. I hope this is a big success for you, Brendan, and I hope you make
Absolutely.
A ton of money. And we appreciate you joining us on the Kevin Beach Show.
Anytime. It's my pleasure.
Thanks.
Laura Lacey, you guys from Los Angeles, getting it done. Woke up first thing this morning, won tickets to go see the Lumineers this Friday night at a private K-Rock party at the Grammy Museum. She is now qualified to see them in Cape Town, South Africa. That's K-Rock Wheels Up 2017, destination number two. Got plenty more chances between now and 9 p.m. We'll tell you when to call in and win. Get your details at krock.com.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:37.
Do you feel like after, would you like to take that back, that you're clean now and you go forth and sin no more? Does it change the way you approach the rest of the day?
I don't feel like I'm capable.
Take it back.
I don't know about you guys.
I feel like I've been walking in a swamp and I've got gunk all over me now because I've had Amber Alert and other stuff just poured on me.
You just can't just take a shower fast enough, right?
My favorite part of that sequence was, by the way, Kevin saying, "Well, you know my rule. If I'm in the file, I take it back immediately. That's my rule.
Right.
I will not take that back."
Yep.
He said seconds later.
Sweet spirit.
I will admit when I make mistakes.
You're a magician.
I did that on purpose.
Oh, okay.
I did.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Ralph is here. It's time for our final look at the show. We'll be here on a Thursday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
This is what's going on. A little Saturday Night Love. For those folks who complain that they can't get to see Hollywood Babylon on a Friday night. Oh, I work. Ooh, it's too far to drive after I'm tired after work on a Friday. Oh, my girlfriend says no. Well, now, Saturday, boom. Now what are you going to do? What's your new excuse?
Ha!
You don't have one, right? All right, see you there. Saturday night, 10 p.m., Hollywood Babylon. Me and writer-director, raconteur Kevin Smith. Up on stage at the Improv on Melrose, 10 p.m. Come on and join us. Go to improv.com for more details and to get your tickets.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Vin will be there. You hear the excitement in his voice. Hey, let me send you something. This is a very cool thing. It's a $100 Visa gift card.
Yay!
From our good friends at CNN. It is in honor of their new original series, The History of Comedy, which kicks off tomorrow night. At 10 p.m., I cannot wait to see this documentary. The very first episode is the evolution of inappropriate humor throughout history. How great is that for us?
No kidding.
Who loves inappropriate humor more than we do? And then in subsequent weeks, they'll be taking a look at the history of comedy from vaudeville up through stand-up, sitcoms, and movies. We were talking in the other room about some of our favorite comedy movies. And this one came up, so I'm going to use this as our trivia question. The first person to get through at 1-800-520-1067 with the correct answer will win a $100 gift card, a Visa gift card from CNN. Here is the trivia question. In the movie The Three Amigos, name the three actors who played the Three Amigos. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call right now.
We are the Three Amigos. We are the Three Amigos.
Love that movie.
I do too.
That's great.
Look up here.
Look up here. Look up here.
So funny. There may be a new Playboy Club. How about that?
Hmm.
There hasn't been a Playboy Club in a long time. Everyone in Vegas?
Oh, my God.
Nick
that's
will
great.
Love
I'm
this.
So excited.
No, no,
Playboy
Nick.
Club is
no.
Coming back to TV.
No, Nick. No, Nick. Not the TV series.
Amber
the Playboy Club.
Amber Heard is going to be on my TV.
No, Nick. I'm sorry. Not the Playboy Club, the TV series.
Oh.
An actual physical Nick. Playboy Club.
You're going to give the boy a heart attack if you come out and say there's a new Playboy Club.
A sexy night spot where you can go to hobnob with big wigs. And bunnies. Spokesperson for Playboy Enterprises. They're looking to reopen an American Playboy Club in New York City.
Hmm. Those bunny outfits are super cute.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. It promises to be one of the most chic and sophisticated venues in the world, says Playboy, with a lounge, a restaurant, a game room, and, of course, the gorgeous bunnies who will bring you drinks and pretend to like you.
It brings me agony and sadness and dread.
Why, Nick? It's going to be awesome. You remember the Playboy?
I want to win. I want to win this one. I want to win. I want to win so bad.
Okay.
It's like
what champions
I
do.
Go to sleep at night thinking how much I want to win in this matter.
I'm not going to win.
But I want victory. I want it.
You will have none.
It's not going to happen.
I want like oxygen.
You
I
don't
want,
win.
I,
you
I
get
want,
nothing.
I want victory
you lose,
on this.
Sir.
I want
good
to
day,
win.
Sir.
Like, I want to win.
Yeah, we understand. Remember the Playboy Club and Casino in Vegas?
Yes, I do. I lost
at the
so
Palms?
Much. I lost so much money at that blackjack table.
Oh my God, that was heaven on earth. That was like my favorite place in the world. And then they closed it. So now I go, you went to New York, so now I have to move to New York. That's all.
You'd be going, all right, I just lost 150 bucks, but boobs.
But look at my dealer.
I'm staying here.
And here's a little something for your trouble. I tipped more than I lost at the Playboy Club at the Palms.
It was ridiculous.
I was throwing around $25 chips like they were nothing. In a desperate attempt, in a drunken, desperate attempt to impress some girl who would never have anything to do with me ever.
That's what champions do.
Right. That's what suckers do. And that place made me a sucker.
Oh, you were a sucker before you got there.
How dare you, sir? Cash me outside, Kevin. Cash me outside.
Cash me outside. How about that?
How about that?
She's my favorite.
She is your favorite. The Cash Me Outside girl.
Cash me outside. How about that?
Cash Me Outside girl got in. Got a fist fight on Spirit Airlines. That just makes sense. Everything about that makes sense. If you're not familiar with the Cash Me Outside girl, she was on Dr. Phil with her mother. Her mother was the star of an episode called I Want to Give Up My Car-Stealing, Knife-Wielding, Twerking 13-Year-Old Daughter Who Tried to Frame Me for a Crime. That's the name of her episode.
And, seems easier just to give her up. That's I go where, on Dr. Phil.
That's where 13-year-old Danielle uttered what would become her signature line.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Catch me outside, how about that? Which made her an internet superstar and a meme in her own right. Well, her and her mom were on a Spirit Airlines this week, and she got into a fist fight with another passenger.
What a surprise.
And now Spirit Airlines has informed them they are banned from Spirit Airlines for life. You may no longer take advantage of our low, low prices. And deeply uncomfortable seating. So, she was back in the news. Did you ever hear the rap, the musical version of Cash Me Outside?
Are there remixes?
Yeah. Here's one Omar just sent me. I kind of fell in love with. Here's a little.
Bit. Hell ain't nothing. That's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody gonna catch me.
Cause you're too streetwise.
Yup. Catch me out.
Times.
This was a success.
It was a success.
It was a success.
We have an answer to my trivia question on line three, I believe. Manuwu.
Yes, sir. Hola, amigos.
Hola.
The answer to your question is Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Chevy Chase.
Very, very well done, Manuel.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give all the details, but you're going to win a $100 Visa gift card thanks to our friends at CNN.
Thanks, guys.
And their new series, The History of Comedy. You gonna watch that?
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch
that. Looking forward to that.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Kevin, you know where CNN is on your DirecTV?
No, but I could look it up.
I don't watch the news. Oh, wait a minute, is that the one with the wolf who talks? Kevin thought Wolf Blitzer was a real life wolf.
No, he didn't.
He thought it was a wolf that spoke.
Really?
He thought it was a talking wolf.
I don't watch the news,
right?
Because I'm a kid,
right?
Yeah. By the way, how strong is Jake Tapper coming on? Like, I have so many thoughts
about that.
He's fighting for, like, the American way and truth and justice.
He's not doing his job. And the fact that no media has been doing their job, we are praising him for simply doing it.
Right, but it's in a world where terrifying. No one is doing their job, if one guy is doing it, then the one-eyed man becomes king in the world of the blind.
What?
You heard me.
Well, I'm with Ralph, whatever he just said.
I'm just saying, hey, it's great that Jake Tapper is actually doing his job.
I think that's why we're applauding him.
But the fact that we're praising him so much just shows how low the media has sank on every level.
So why come at Jake?
I'm not coming at Jake.
Sounds
I'm
like
coming
you are.
At
Sounds
everyone
like you're knocking
else.
Jake down a peg.
F Jake.
Cash me outside.
How about that?
How about that? What were we talking about? CNN. Oh, that's what we got into this. Now let's talk about birthdays.
about Wolf, though?
Wolf. What about Wolf? Anderson Paak. He's 31 years old today.
CNN anchor right there while we're talking
about Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. Different Anderson.
Yeah. Misunderstood.
Cecily Strong, 33 years old today. Seth Green, our buddy Seth. Legendary comic presence. 43 years old today. Think about Seth and what he's done his whole life. He's been an actor since he was like, what, a zygote?
Yeah, pretty much.
At least a fetus, yeah.
And Scott Evil and Robot Chicken and Family Guy.
Yeah, everything
and
he
Buffy
does is good.
And
yeah.
He's had a lifetime of a career in a short, short span.
Seth Green.
Oh, come on. Happy birthday, Seth. Stephanie Courtney Flo from the Progressive Insurance Ads is 47 years old today. Vince Neil turns 56. Nick Nolte, 76. And composer John Williams.
Good stuff. Did he do all good themes? He did a lot of them.
Oh, no. It's coming. John Williams, 85 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl.
Mr. Jaws!
Oh, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
How was it, Mr. Jaws?
Do we have to call Mr. Jaws again, Ralph? It's been a long time.
Mr. Shark.
Mr. Shark.
We had he was great.
We had a different guy on the phone.
Right.
Missed that. That was fun.
The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win this afternoon at 5 p.m. with a commercial-free hour on the world-famous K-Rock. Tomorrow morning at all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have a watch that tells you when to shut up because you're getting boring.
Oh, my God. I need that watch.
Right? Also, stupid things you bought on eBay. We'll talk sports with Jim Rome, and we'll talk to Dr. Drew as well tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.